defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Ophra. Oh, hail the Ophra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our headquarters here in London on this very day, the 25th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014, the third month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. Therefore, wherever you are, we are welcoming you to today's edition of our non-stop Radio Biafra daily broadcast to all the corners of this very earth. I must say, therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those beloved and very brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, by which I mean Malaysia, by which I mean China, Thailand, Indonesia, Japan, wherever you are across the entire 24 time zones of the world, we must welcome you. I returned this very morning from the United States of America, where I performed my pilgrimage, where I honored those I regard to be the foremost freedom fighters of modern era. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you, those who have, through thick and thin, supported this very mission, those who have made it possible that even at last, the likes of Governor Akpabio can rise up and say that indeed there was a country and now there is going to be a country. Because this very year, the governor of Akwa Ibom State has even recognized the need to honor those that fought and died for us, to honor those who we are mercilessly slaughtered, to honor those who we are butchered, to honor those who we are victims of modern genocide, to honor those who we are massacred by Hausa Fulani people, to honor those who we are starved to death by Yoruba people, to honor those whom the British people were complicit in their murder. 3.5 million of them, the Akwa Ibom State governor is one of us, and he is with us. Those who do not know the confirmation of the interview he granted to a newspaper in the Zoological Republic is the clearest indication, is the boldest testament that the message being propagated by Radio Biafra is being listened to by all and sundry, regardless of where they are. Because as we preach this very evening, here we do not broadcast, we preach the gospel of redemption, we preach the gospel of restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. As we preach it on this very platform, everywhere on this earth, men, women, and children have stopped to listen to Radio Biafra. They have joined us via www.radiobiafra.co. They have joined us on satellite. We are on satellite, AMOS 5 satellites pointing to 17 degrees east. There you will see Radio Biafra listed. Those of you in parts of the zoo, some of our people in Biafra land are at this very moment listening and receiving Radio Biafra live broadcast. live on television, on satellite for that matter, because we are formidable, not by any special strength of ours, but because Chukwuabiam has determined that we should come. Therefore, as always, we ask you, we implore you, we urge you to use whatever means you have available. We ask you, please do not underestimate or underrate our instruction. I am asking you, we are asking you, the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra is asking you, the entire executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra, we are all asking you to try to do a very simple thing. Tell at least 10 people that you're listening to Radio Biafra. Do not be afraid of Biafra. God's will, Akpabio is not afraid of Biafra. He is the governor of Akwa Ibom State. He is not afraid to identify with his people. Therefore, you should not be afraid. Biafra is legal. Nigeria is illegal. And Nigeria has expired. Following the expiration of the zoo, you can, as mandated by the United Nations Charter on the Rights of Indigenous People, endorsed and assented in 2007, you have every God-given right to assemble. You have every God-given right to rally. You have every God-given right to demonstrate on the 30th of May of this year. We must honor all those that died for us. We must honor them because that is the right thing to do. And as soon as we finish it, you will see what the glory of Chukwuabiam will do in our lives, both as individuals and collectively as a group of people. I went to Igbo Landing. I performed a pilgrimage, and I can categorically assure you that the spirit of those very brave men and women and children as well that drowned rather than be slaves to fellow human beings is with us. We are carrying that very spirit into battle. We are here to do one thing and one thing alone. We are not here to beg anybody. People call me and say, can we be diplomatic? And I tell them, to hell with you and your useless diplomacy. We are going to get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. We are not pleading with anybody. We are not going to dialogue with anybody to get it. This time around, we either get what we want or we all perish together. When Frederick Lugard came, he did not consult anybody. When the British came, they did not consult anyone. When they came to enslave a people designated by God to serve him, when they came to subjugate us, they did not consult us. Why should we consult them? We are Biafrans, and we are here to pursue Biafra, not to take any property belonging to anybody, not to do anything untoward, not to try to take away what is not rightfully ours. All we are asking for is to be left alone. And I am humbled by the presence of Barrister Mamezu, who has joined me via secure line here in London on this very day, the 25th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 10 minutes past 6 p.m. here in London, 10 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, and at the same time past every hour, regardless of where you are, across the 24 time zones of the world. We Here come the 30th of May of this year. We expect Biafrans to turn out with their families to honor those that died for us, to honor those that fought that we may live, to honor those that entrenched that very name Biafra on the consciousness of humanity. We cannot forget them. As long as this Radio Biafra is functional, as long as I am alive, as long as the indigenous people of Biafra are there, our obligation to those that died that way, that which we owe to the living, that is why we must honor them. Because it is because of them that we survived. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. Please go to www.radiobiafra.co. Ask those at home to point their satellite towards 17 degrees east. If you do not have a satellite in the zoo or in Biafra land, if you don't know how to receive it, we will be able to tell you. We will be able to show you how to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Here we proclaim the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The version of the truth we broadcast is universal. It is constant. It is not relative. It is the same truth today, tomorrow, and forever. It doesn't change. That is why we say that Biafra has come to say, because of the way that truth is entrenched in the consciousness of mankind, so shall Biafra come to exist as a pinnacle, as a beacon of hope to every downtrodden person on this earth, regardless of your creed, or your orientation, and your race, because we are Biafran people. If you want to be free, you must come to join us. We are not criminals. We are not vandals. We are not seeking to do anything untoward. We are not seeking to destroy. What we are seeking is to build, so that the glory of Chukwuabiam, so that the honor of Chukwuabiam may be returned to him and to him alone. Because as we are commanded in the scriptures, that on this very day, every day of our lives, from the day that we were born, that every honor and glory must go to Chukwuabiam, Chukwuokike, the creator of the heavens and the
created and the earth. That is why we honor him here. That is why on this very platform, we ceaselessly, we do not relent in proclaiming that Chukwu Abiyama is our God. The barrister, please, I welcome you. You have been a very good man. You have been part of this very wonderful family, not just locally, but all over the world. The very eminent barrister, Anatoni Atlow, I must welcome you. Not only that, I must also enjoin you to welcome the people of Biafra all over the world, please.
Thank you, Director, and welcome back from your journey from the United States of America. We are happy and glad that you are broadcasting once again from the territory where we started from, which is London. We thank God for your movement, and we thank fellow Biafrans, wherever they are, for all the support they give us on a daily basis, hourly basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. We thank all of you for all the support you've given us, no matter how little your support has been. The moral support and the physical support all of you have given to Radio Biafra. We are all in this together, and we thank you. We're so grateful for all of you. Today is another day of our broadcast. And of course, we want you to join us. Bring your ideas, your suggestions, the best way that we will go back home and restore Biafra. We are not a terrorist organization. We are good citizens of Biafra. We are looking for ways and means to restore where we came from. We are sojourners in foreign lands. Those we do not know are occupying in our own land. And there's nothing wrong, one, seeking to go back to where it belongs, instead of facing humiliation, facing deportation, facing harassment from police and from immigration officers all over the world. Biafrans have a place, we have dignity, and we want to return back to where we came from. God, Chukwu Abiyama, will guide us and protect us as we do this. We mention this on a daily basis. We are not seeking to take somebody else's land. We are going back home. We want to take what belongs to us. Whichever way it comes, by fire or by force, we are returning home. And that's the way it's decreed. And that's the way we see it. Please get your pen and paper wherever you are. And do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you hear your name. Good evening to all of you, Director. Once again, welcome back. I'm standing by you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, the very eminent barrister. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu, who is a kind man. The barrister himself is a great Biafran and also a very good man. I am humbled and privileged to be serving this very noble cause with him. We must welcome you once again. And because we are in London, our contact line has reverted to our main studio line, which is +44783130 8376. I repeat, +44. That is the code for United Kingdom. We are back in London. We are now in England. And this is the number you can call if you want to join our live interactive session this very evening from here. It could be morning. It could be afternoon. It could be evening, depending on where you are across the globe. The number once again is +44 or 0044 78 31 30 8376. This number can also be found on Radio Biafra London. We must ask you to continue to add your friends. We have not made a quarter of a million yet. That was a promise we made that we'll try and make sure that we are up to 1 million on Facebook. We are not up to that yet. We are only inching to the first quarter. Everybody must make sure. It is not difficult. People ask us all the time to start one action or the other. If you cannot do something as little, as minor, as inconsequential as tweeting, because today is Tweet Tuesday. I don't know how many of you tweeted. I tweet on a daily basis. Our former does the same. But it's the man who tweets by the hour. Why can't you go and do your tweet yourself? All you need to do is to write any message and put hashtag Biafra on it so that that message can be propagated. We want to colonize every communication space there is on this very earth. We don't have money, that is true. But we have people. We are using our ancient adage. We are using the way we used to do things in the past to be able to overcome our limited shortcomings. That is why everybody, regardless of where you are, you must have access to Facebook. You must be on Twitter. We need all these platforms to spread our message. We are not as rich as BBC or as rich as Al Jazeera. Neither do we have a sponsor the way that CNN or other government-funded bodies are all over the world. We are the people of Biafra. We are indigenous people of Biafra. We are the citizens of the Free State of Biafra. It is incumbent upon us to help ourselves. Nobody is going to do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. That is why we ask you all the time, the little you can do is to tweet. And it's not too late to do so. Tweeting this very minute is not too late. You can tweet wherever you are. Tweet the governments of your country. Do whatever you like. That is what worries me. People say to me, how soon are we going to go into battlefield? And I say to them, you can't even sustain a simple Twitter campaign for 6 months. How can you sustain a war for years to come? I have said it before, and I'm not tired of saying it. The problem that I have is our people. The editorial board of Radio Biafra cannot let you down. The indigenous people of Biafra, the executive council that runs it, will not let you down. You are the people that will let us down. What is difficult about tweeting? It doesn't matter if it's in English, if it's in Igbo language, Ibibio, Efik language. It doesn't matter if it's Ejo or Ishekiri or Urobo. Just send out a tweet with hashtag. If you don't know it, show your phone to your child and ask your child, how do I tweet? It's not something to be ashamed of. If you don't know how to add your friends to Radio Biafra London, ask anybody close to you, how do I do this? These are the things you ought to have in mind. We are here to do practical things. We don't believe in theory. Theory. No. Here we convert theory into action. Here we make the impossible possible. Here we ensure that we restore Biafra's freedom. Here we deploy every means at our disposal to ensure that that happens in our lifetime, agreeably between now and next December. Because we are incorruptible. Incorruptible means that we cannot be bought. We cannot be bribed. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. There is nothing anybody can do to stop us from doing what we are doing. They have not given birth to the person. That person does not exist. What we are here to do is to recreate, to restore the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Every Biafran person was created to worship Tukwu Abiyama. That is what we want to do. Everybody was created to live in freedom. We are not free in the zoo called Nigeria. That abominable contraption created by one man alone. That man is Frederick Lugard. And we are here to assert by the presence of Radio Biafra that Frederick Lugard is a Scottish man. Frederick Lugard is not God. Only Tukwu Abiyama, only God, only Allah, regardless of what you call the creator, is able or allowed to create a nation. No man has that authority. No man. That is why we resist everything that Lugard created. This is Radio Biafra. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why our broadcast is live. That is why we don't censor the people that call Radio Biafra. If you think we are not, you come on the air and tell the whole world. As simple as that. But if we are whiter than white, then you must support what we are doing. As we announced today that Governor Godswill Akpabio has come out openly to support the Radio Biafra-backed initiative run by the indigenous people of Biafra to remember all those that died for us this very year on the 30th of May. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to bring you our news headlines, but do not forget the telephone number to call. We are no longer in the United States. I'm no longer there. I returned this morning from Washington. The number to call is +447831308376. I repeat, +447831308376. Our lines are not open yet. I must present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. The barrister must give us his perspective, and we must make some announcements before we proceed. But before I do so, our mission is very simple. Our quest is honorable. We either get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. That is number one. People must understand that. Either the flag of Biafra flies above or we are 6 feet under. No middle, no in between. No middle ground. Another thing you must bear in mind, very, very critically, is this, that we are relentless, by which we mean we do not go back. Once we have embarked on something, we must accomplish it. On this very radio station, by virtue of the power conferred upon us, not by man, but by Chukwu Abiama himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, to pursue this very noble cause to restore his kingdom on this earth. That kingdom is called Biafra. And by virtue of that very authority, we are not going to retreat nor surrender. We are going to get Biafra. Or every living organism, every living organism in the zoo will be dead. Everything that lives and breathes in Nigeria will be dead. We cannot live as slaves. Never, ever, ever. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. We were not created as slaves. And we are not going to die like one. We are going to die on our feet than live for 1,000 years on our knees. If people do not have shame, I am the Kano, I do. So also are the rest of the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra and by extension the Executive Council of the Indigenous People of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting by way of headline today. Something quite remarkable. Something quite sensational. Something that we've been telling our people for a very long time, but they have not seemed to grasp it. We have been telling them, none of them have seemed to try to absorb or assimilate what we are saying. We are reporting categorically. We are making it very, very clear to everybody that cares to listen that the message of Radio Biafra is reverberating. That those you think don't listen to Radio Biafra actually listen to Radio Biafra. And they do what we ask them to do as long as they are genuine. If God's will, Akpabio can endorse the remembrance of our fallen heroes. He's a governor. He's in a position to make millions upon millions of naira. He remembered. He said, yes, I have a people. And because of that, they died unjustly and they must be remembered. Therefore, we are reporting today that the 30th of May of this year is going to be remarkable all over the world because the governor of Akwa Ibom State has stated categorically that those people from Akwa Ibom State killed, they are going to be remembered. God's will, Akpabio, will live forever in our hearts. We pray and hope he doesn't change like the rest of them. The only governor to come out, the only politician for the past nearly 46 years to come out to say, yes, people were killed unjustly. And because they were killed, they will be remembered, at least in his state of Akwa Ibom. Akpabio is saying today that Akwa Ibom indigenes will be honored. Come the 30th of May, they will be honored. Radio Biafra is formidable, we told you. We are unstoppable because we preach the truth. Eziokwu, very, very simple. The truth. Akpabio has bought the truth. It is now incumbent upon everybody to force the criminals in Igbo land masquerading as governors who cannot do what God's will Akpabio has done to be able to do the same. We must force them to accept it and announce it publicly. Every church will announce it very soon. Every gathering, every community meeting will announce it that the 30th of May of this year is pivotal. That day we come out to honor the dead and you will see what Chukwu Abiama will do in our lives. We cannot say we congratulate the governor. We know he is one of us. This is a restatement. This is a confirmation. This is a testament to the very fact that Governor God's will Akpabio is one of us. He is a Biafran, and we welcome his announcement. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. The Inspector General of Police, his name is Abubakar. He has explained that the Nigerian police cannot stop people from killing each other. But the Nigerian police can kill civilians if you don't give them money on a checkpoint. But that single thing they were created to do, which is to maintain law and order, to maintain peace and harmonious coexistence amongst communities, they cannot do it in keeping with everything about the zoo. You think they can do something, you think they were set up to do something, but lo and behold, they cannot do anything. The police is telling you, police inspector general traveling on a convoy, police inspector general armed to the teeth, guarding people or policing people with no guns, that they cannot stop people from killing one another. We are reminding the British, come and witness what you created. This is the monster you created. Come and watch it devour innocent souls. We are also reporting today that Good Luck Jonathan, that very comical individual, that joke of a person referring to himself as the president of the zoo, that accidental president, is telling people that they will pursue nuclear energy at all cost. Jonathan, you have oil energy. You cannot pursue it at all cost. You've done nothing with it. It's to be given nuclear energy. Can you believe the zoo building a nuclear reactor in Boko Haram territory of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North that some of you refer to Northern Nigeria? Can you imagine what will happen if you go there and build a nuclear reactor with Buhari, Babangida, Atiku Abubakar, Sultan of Sokoto? They will come and waste everything in sight. That is what this useless man that calls himself President Jonathan, I don't know anybody supporting this man, is deranged. The person must be mad. Nuclear energy. Anyway, when you present news in English format to an audience that are not particularly exposed to the finer points or grounded in understanding of English language, this is what you get. We will pursue nuclear energy. Jonathan, go and pursue gas energy. Jonathan, you have wall-to-wall sunshine in the zoo. Go and pursue solar energy. Jonathan, you have crude oil coming from the ground. Go and pursue crude oil energy. Jonathan, you have coal at Enugu. In case you have forgotten, go and pursue thermal energy. Jonathan, you have the River Niger. Go and pursue hydro energy. Do you want me to teach you what energy means? He's supposed to be a PhD holder that went to a university. Jonathan, you have not been able to utilize what Chukwu Abiyama endowed the people with. How, therefore, are you going to look for nuclear energy? Or are you looking for a way to steal money as your predecessors? We'll ask him. This is Radio Biafra. We are also reporting that the police have declared the leader of the Biafran Zionist movement unwanted. He went to Enugu government house with 50 boys and protested for 2 hours. And now he's declared wanted when they are looking for Boko Haram to give them amnesty. Amazing. We shall report it. This is Radio Biafra, the truth and nothing but the truth. Inside Boko Haram enclave by a former female Boko Haram captive. They are telling us what is happening there. I don't know if we have time for that type of news, but we must proceed. Buhari, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, Buhari, the man that brought death to thousands of people, Buhari, the man that vowed after losing the elections in 2011 that he will kill as many people as possible, that same man is now criticizing Jonathan and saying that he's wasting the nation's resources on national conference. And I want to ask Buhari, where you come from, how much does your state actually contribute to the coffers? We are going to do the analysis next week. I'm going to pick on each and every Hausa state, each and every Fulani state, to ask them, what actually do you contribute to Nigeria? These national resources they talk about all the time, we are going to give it the Radio Biafra treatment. We are going to dissect it to prove to the world that that same reason why Frederick Lugard joined Biafrans with people that worship another god is still prevailing till today. In other words, Hausa Fulani people only have desert. They have nothing. They only have cattle. Diseased cattle. They have nothing else. They contribute nothing to the economy of the zoo. Nothing. But they gain everything. Because the British said that they are their beloved ones. The British gave you the Bible, but are dealing with the Muslims, you see, to kill you off. How exciting is that? So much for Christianity. And they say we shouldn't speak. That was a book I was given in the United States of America. I'm reading it. Behold, dear Lord. People don't know what we know, only if they know. We are also reporting that the police, the useless, hopeless Nigerian police, as hopeless as their president, as useless as the army, they are deploying troops in Benue, or mobile units in Benue, because everybody is armed. Army has a gun. Customs, they carry guns. Immigration has a gun. Fire service, they have a gun. Police, they have guns. They also have mobile police. What is the work of mobile police? They call them the riot police. What is your work when you cannot stop riots? Anywhere in the world, if you cannot perform, they dissolve your department. They still have mobile police to come to Igbo land and collect money from wretched people. If you don't give them money, they shoot you. They are deploying, they said they were deploying Benue. The same Benue, they said they cannot stop the clashes. That is the contradiction of the Zoological Republic. A place named after a river. The only part of the world where men are named after a river. That shows you don't have any men. With the largest collection of criminals attending what they call a confab, a conference of criminals and looters, the largest concentration of organized crime anywhere on this earth is happening right now in Abuja. You could have seen them lining up for accreditation to collect 1.2 million each accreditation. Indeed, Nigerian people are very, very useless. We must tell them that. Obasanjo's candidacy in 1998 was Yoruba's compensation for June 12th. We told you on Radio Biafra. Everybody knows that. Even my son knows that as well. Who doesn't know? Who does not know that they also picked the person to win? The person that gave them Abuja, the most loyal servant they have in Yoruba land, the most loyal traitor they have in Yoruba land, who's Obasanjo. Only Obasanjo from Yoruba land can govern the zoo for a long time. Shonekan was a diversionary tactic, was a ruse to try to get Abacha to take over after Babangida. Only Obasanjo. I'm telling Yorubas now, you two can never, ever, ever again rule the zoo. You're finished. Is here, very open. Not because you deserve it, but to compensate you. People who understand the English language understand the word compensate means I have wronged you. I need to make it right. Compensation, not that you deserve it, not that Obasanjo merited to be the president, but we had to give you something. That is why they want it back at all costs. Jonathan is only there because Yaradua died. Because the zoo started with Azikiwe and will end with Azikiwe. Ebele, Jonathan. We are also reporting that National Conference delegates rise against Jonathan, insist on rule change. We are going to look at it, that the largest collection of criminals anywhere on this earth meeting at this very moment, they are telling us that they may rise against Jonathan. May rise. That means that they need a pay rise. When somebody is revolting in the zoo, when they're against your bills or your policies, when they do not pass your legislation, when they're prevaricating, when they're fighting and arguing, it all means that they want more money. Maybe the 12 million is not enough. They want more. That is the zoo. That is how they operate. A collection of geriatrics over 85 years old that should be in nursing home. Most of them should be in their graves. The problems that they created, the problems that they had no solution to, the people that they killed and left behind, they are the ones they are representing. Like Omar Sanda, Ike Nwachukwu, representing us, and people are all over the world saying that Igbo groups. That is why I have told those in Israel, close that nonsense Igbo group down in Israel before I get there. You must close it down completely. Close it down and join the Biafran people. Igbo this, Igbo that, Ndibe, Ibe. Look at Ike Nwachukwu representing you. Your Igbo group, Igbo Development Forum, one lady now. Nonsense, useless people without brain. Ike Nwachukwu that killed you is at Confab representing you. Do you think Israel will allow Adolf Hitler or Adolf Eichmann or Mengele, the angel of death, to come out and represent them? Never. Only in Igbo land do you have people that killed you go to represent you. And you say you're human beings. That is why the word Igbo makes me sick. To the belly. Makes me very, very sick. Anybody should tell me what any Igbo group has ever achieved. Name one Igbo group now and tell me what they've done. Nothing. Who placed Biafra on satellite? Biafrans. Who made it possible for the voice of Biafrans to be heard every blessed day across the world? Biafrans. Who made it possible for Microsoft to recognize the word Biafra? Biafrans. Who made it possible for Google to understand and know that Biafra is a country? Biafrans. What has Igbos done? Nothing. Nothing. I deal with proof, not conjecture and rhetoric. Proof. Like today, we told you that Akpabio was one of us. Today he has proved it. Anything we tell you on Radio Biafra is gospel, and now the news in detail. The Akwa Ibom state government has announced its decision, the government of Akwa Ibom in its entirety, its decision to honor sons of the state who died during the Biafran war. Governor Godswill Akpabio, who announced this through his Information and Communications Commissioner, Mr. Aniekan Omana, said that the state would hold a memorial service to pray for the repose of the souls of those that were slain, who were victims of the 30-month-old war. Umana said that the secretary to the government, Mr. Udom Gabriel Emmanuel, is the chairman of the organizing committee, while some clergymen and other top government functionaries are members. He said the memorial service, which will hold in April at the Ibom Hall grounds in Uyo, would feature the unveiling of memorial plaques by Governor Abuabio and special intercessory players for peace, unity and progress of the state by senior clergy. This is how they do it. Did I not tell you that Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than Igbo people? The so-called Igbo, of course, we are all the same people, same Igbo people. Did we not tell you that Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than those of us in Abia? Did I not tell you that Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than Anambra people? Peter Obi is busy killing Biafrans, dumping them in the Ezu River. Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom state is busy remembering those that died. He is going to unveil plaques. He's reading our mind. Things are going to happen. You cannot get Biafra unless you honor those that fought for you. Very, very simple. That is why every other person around the world understands that what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing through the gospel of Radio Biafra is the way to go about it. That is why we are moving very slowly, but very assuredly. We are going to get Biafra. People, just write it down on a piece of paper, as I keep telling you. When I told you that Akwa Ibom was more Biafran than you, did you believe me? The answer was no. Is it not happening now? People must understand that anything we preach here is gospel. Gospel. You don't play with it. Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than you are. Therefore, when you call Radio Biafra, stop talking nonsense you don't know. Saying, oh, are they with us, our minorities? They are waiting for leadership. Now that Radio Biafra, through the indigenous people of Biafra, are now providing it, are they not coming out? Are they not coming out? Akwa Ibom has nailed their colors to the mast. They are part of this family. All of them. They are Biafrans. And Godswill Akpabio is one of us. Our own people are running about. Archbishop on the Niger, Archbishop on the sea, General Overseer. All useless people who can't do anything for their country. Go and pray for the people that died that you may live. You can't do it. Do ordinary, simple tweeting. Go and tweet that those that died may find peace and know you're working for them. You can't do ordinary Twitter. You can't do ordinary Twitter. Add your friends to Radio Biafra London. You can't do it. Day in, day out, I announce it. You can't do it, but you want Biafra. How can you build a bridge? You cannot send ordinary Twitter. And people are posting pictures of bridges and flyovers in Biafra land, the new Biafra to come, how beautiful the bridges will look. You cannot pick up your phone. You are in your house and send a tweet message for Biafra, but you're going to build a road with underground sewage system. How is that possible? Do you know how many man hours it takes to build a modern city? You cannot lie in the comfort of your home, of your bed, of your city, sit on a couch in your living room and send only 4 lines. Support Biafra, hashtag Biafra. That's all. You can't do it. But you want to go and build Biafra. You want to go to war. I say to people that our people are so lazy. That is why they deceive you with trickery and stunt. That is why you love lies. Because you don't have the discipline to sustain any campaign. No discipline. If there is no trick for you, you lose interest like a little child. I compare Igbo people to little children. Then you buy them a new toy, they play with it for 4 hours and it's gone, as our sister Ngozi Madu said. You buy a transmitter, you rest. You go on satellite, you rest. You cannot sustain any campaign. I have not stopped. Since we picked this mantle up to broadcast to you, I have not stopped working for Biafra 24 hours a day. If I shut my eyes, I am dreaming about Biafra. That the doctor told me that my brain works 24 hours a day because I have never slept without dreaming. And people are telling me they want Biafra. Ordinary, simple Twitter message. You cannot send Twitter. But you want to go and build a flyover in the new Biafra. You want to start Biafra airline. You cannot send a Twitter message. Tweet message in Kitega Hesendu. You can't send it. And you're telling me you love Biafra. Add your friends to Radio Biafra London. You can't do it. And you claim you love Biafra. What stupid love is that? You people want to bring the same mentality of Nigeria into Biafra. Where you say things you can't do. Where you know you are incapable of doing it. You want us to commit men into battle. We ask men to go back home and wait for us in camps, and they are waiting. You can't feed them. You can't feed them. Huh? You can't feed them. But you want freedom.
Akpabio is one of us. That's the point I'm trying to make. That Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than you are. Akwa Ibom is more Biafran than Imo and Anambra Ibo you put together. I told you. Has it not happened? The Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Abubakar, has said clashes persist between herdsmen and local farmers because they largely occur in remote locations that lack police stations and outposts. The Inspector General of Police disclosed this in Abuja on March 24, 2014, on Monday before going into a closed-door meeting. They always in a closed-door. Always meeting in a closed-door session. Only to go and eat money and share resources. That's all they do. What is the work of Nigerian police? They could not contain or predict Boko Haram. What is the work of the Nigerian police? They could not stop the violent community clashes. What is the work of these useless people that cannot stop children from selling their own babies? They do nothing. The work of Nigerian police, people don't know this, is to protect criminals, those stealing money. How many people that have stolen money in the zoo are in prison? The answer is nobody. Nobody. Buhari, Babangida, Atiku, Omar Odiko. They are all free, roaming about. And this little boy, they call the Sultan of Sokoto. A young man, I'm older than him. They are the ones eating your money in the desert. They are in the desert where there is nothing, eating your money. You that the oil is coming from your ground, you're all overseas doing cleaning and security work. And then you tell me you are not stupid. You are very, very useless indeed. That is the fact of life. And I must tell you, because this is Radio Biafra. The police are there, closed door, out door, middle door meeting. Or despite all the money they have, all the guns and ammunition supplied by the British. Whereas in Britain, there is no police that is routinely armed. Only the special response forces have arms. In Britain, the police officer, they call him the Bobby on the beat, do not carry a gun. Therefore, Britain, why are you giving guns to animals in the zoo to prey on the lives of other animals also? President Goodluck Jonathan has reaffirmed Nigeria's commitment to the global fight against nuclear terrorism. He said this at The Hague, Netherlands, where he is on an official tour. According to Jonathan, Nigeria, the zoo, under his leadership, if at he's saying leader, he's using the word leadership, that is what is laughable. Leadership, because he doesn't understand English language. He doesn't know what leadership means because Jonathan lacks the closest resemblance to anything leadership. He doesn't know the meaning of it. But we shall read the hopeless news about Jonathan. They said they will continue. This is Jonathan's leadership. Will continue to pursue efforts to harness nuclear energy and technology for socio-economic development. Jonathan, you have not harnessed oil from Bayelsa from your compound. Jonathan, there is sunshine. Every blessed day, wall to wall, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the zoo, you have not shown leadership. Jonathan, you have abundance of liquefied natural gas, LNG. Jonathan, where is your gas energy? Where is your leadership? Jonathan, there is the River Niger which was dammed at Kainji, running through some turbines. Why have you not generated energy? Jonathan's leadership, or the people leading Jonathan, whoever comes first. How about the coal at Enugu? He's talking about nuclear energy. The ones they gave you can't use it. You're wanting more. Typical African mentality. Black African man. Useless to the core. Cannot reason properly. You cannot produce electricity from oil, from gas, from coal, from hydro, from solar. You want to go nuclear. I remember in those days I was asking my roommates at University of Nigeria, so I was at Akpabio Hall. One boy from Ikwerre I was sharing my room with, I asked him, I said, how can this school be awarding PhD to people when we cannot flush our toilet? He couldn't answer me. He was a medical student.
After that, I told my father, I'm going to London to go and read, that these are a bunch of monkeys.
You are awarding PhD at UNN.
The toilets don't get flushed from month to month, year to year. Go and ask anybody at UNN. They will tell you. But it's UNN, an Ivy League university.
There is this thing about black people always wanting to go for the top when even the bottom, they cannot master it. You cannot produce electricity from oil, but you want to go nuclear. How stupid is that?
So we can have radiation and leakage, and then you set up an inquiry and spend money bringing experts in, and then you spend more money, and we all die off. By then, you'll be enjoying with your wife and children in Namibia, where you have gone to open an account. You think we don't know that, Jonathan?
The Enugu State Police Command has declared the leader of the Biafra Zionist Movement barrister. He's not a barrister. He is not a barrister. He did not go to law school. He's not even a lawyer. People must start calling him barrister. He is not. We only have one genuine barrister, Mr. Mamizu. Here, the truth must be spoken. He is not a barrister. You cannot lie with Biafra. I cannot come out and call myself Dr. Nnamdi Kanu, PhD. I do not have a PhD. I am not a doctor.
Barrister. The matter not washing. People just lie for no reason.
If you say your name is Mr. Nwoka, what will happen to you?
Nothing.
The money Ojo Zokalo gave you has finished. You want to try another stunt. You have dashed them 50 boys. Give my people those 50 boys. You see what we'll do with it. Only 50 boys. You've dashed them for free. You say you take a Enugu government house. But anyway, everybody has a duty. They are looking for him. Dead or alive. But regardless of what we say, the Nigerian zoo government should not touch him. That is what we are saying. You will not touch him. If you touch him, you touch all of us as well. Because he is fighting for Biafra. However how he's doing it, he's fighting for Biafra. And we must support him. That is a fact of life. Anybody fighting the zoo,
we must support that very person. It's very, very important.
The Hausa service of the British Broadcasting Service, BBC, you know they have Hausa service. And people are asking, oh, why do you have Radio Biafra? But there is Hausa service of the BBC. This is a service for Biafran people. Don't listen to us. We don't, are we begging you? This is the service for Biafran people. BBC have Hausa service. Does BBC have Igbo service? The place where they get the money from is Biafra land. Do BBC have Biafran service? Do BBC even mention Biafra or Igbo? The answer is no.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul. But of course, we are black people. We cannot reason that far. That what BBC is doing is called cultural imperialism. That what BBC is doing is an extension of this idea that the Biafran people must be subjugated because they are the children of God. Just like the way I have just found out that the name of Africa should not be Africa. It should have been named Ethiopia. They changed it to the name of a conqueror. Because it's full of black people, you see. They won't ask questions. The same way you come and tell them that somebody,
a Greek person. I also learned that the word Christ in Greek language means Messiah. A preacher, somebody sent to come and preach the word of God. It's Christ. In Greek language. Not Hebrew. Not Yiddish. Not Arabic. Not Aramaic language. No. No, but Greek, that black people in Africa are willing to fight and die for, because they are black people. They can't reason. The Hausa service of the British Broadcasting Service, BBC, has aired the voice of a female escapee from Boko Haram's captivity who painted a graphic picture of the operations of the sect. The former captive, who was identified as 19-year-old Janet by the BBC. Janet, you tell me who answered Janet. It's not an Igbo girl. They kidnap and rape them until they find a replacement. They let that one go, diseased and out in the world. Hanachiokunuga was mad people. The former captive, who was identified as 19-year-old, 19 years, your daughter's Janet is taking one of them. At the age of 19. Okwandi Igbo, Unnazwafia, Nugwawasa. Your daughters have been at the age of 19. And unfortunately, ravaged by men who are uncircumcised and diseased. People that sleep with animals. That is your lot for being in one Nigeria.
This 19-year-old girl told the BBC English language website that they went to Gaza and brought 5 people to the camp. What did we tell you? They take your daughters. Didn't we tell you that before? He said, oh, you're scaremongering people. This is from one of them, you know, telling the BBC. So you know what we're saying. When we ask you to rise up, you rise up. If we ask you to do something, just do it so we can get Biafra and your honor will stop being dragged in the mud. The 19-year-old girl said they went to Gaza and brought 5 more people to the camp. They started slaughtering them in front of me. Then they ordered me to slit one of their throats. I refused. I told them I couldn't do it. Then the wife of the leader of the group killed him instead. On the Hausa service of the BBC, she said, I was taken to a house. They beat me in the head with a gun. I was cooking for them. They would eat the food and give me the leftover. When they went to fight soldiers in Gaza, they took me with them with bullets tied to my back. I heard bullets flying over my head in all directions. That is the account of one Igbo girl only. How many of them are used and killed? They used and killed you in 1945, used and killed you in 1953, used and killed you in 1959, used and killed you in 1966, used and killed you in 1967, 1968, 1969, 1970. They have continued killing you till this very day, but you don't listen because the spirit of discernment has been taken away from you by Chukwu Abiama. Your brain cells are not working properly. That is why your daughters are being taken and you're doing World Igbo Congress in America. A former head of state and national leader of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, on Monday lamented the federal government for wasting the nation's hard-earned resources on the ongoing national conference. The former leader, while speaking at the opening of the inaugural edition of the PGF Progressive Governors Legislature Civil Society Roundtable, that look at Hausa people doing round table. With who? The Islamic people, Buhari, Babangida, Atiku, all a cabal, a criminal gang. That is the gift of Lugard to us. That is the gift of the British people. British government, I must say, not the people. The people are good. British government to poor animals in the zoo they call Nigeria. Money come and chop, monkey come and chop banana. They'll be using banana to be dangling in front of you. Come on, you'll be jumping up and down. They say, can't you see how the monkey is jumping? They are laughing at you, a Nigerian. They are laughing at you because you are lower than a monkey. You are a thing of joy for them to be watching you dancing this very disgraceful dance of death in the zoo they call Nigeria. The Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Abubakar, yesterday said 4 units of mobile police, around 600 men, have been deployed in Benue State to tackle the communal crisis. He spoke shortly before a meeting with Assistant Inspector General, AIGs, who are in charge of the 12 zonal commands across the country. He said the meeting will review the security situation in the states under the zones and adopt strategies to address them. Police, Nigerian police. They don't do anything. Jigawa State Governor Sule Lamido has said that the People's Democratic Party, PDP, gave its presidential ticket to former President Olusegun Obasanjo in 1998 general election to compensate the Yoruba who were angry about the annulment of June 12 election by Head of State Ibrahim Babangida. But who formed PDP? One Alex Ekwueme, you know, an Igbo man. But before then, the Hausas have decided they'll give it to Yoruba people. And the Igbo people still say, part of them, we are one Nigeria. We are one Nigeria. National Conference delegates rise against Jonathan insist on rule change. In a situation that somebody is telling you, they will say these things. It doesn't mean, please, people shouldn't worry. Don't listen to them. They've been had conferences before. 4 of them in the past, it yielded nothing. People who cannot legislate for their own existence are trying to come up with a way that you can mix oil and water together. Scientists have not come up with it. Oil will always be separate. Water will be separate. If scientists cannot do it, what are a bunch of retarded monkeys from a place they call Nigeria doing? That is the news headline and accompanying news summary. The barrister was with me before. I will invite the barrister to please kindly give me his understanding of what we're presenting today. On a day of joy, I must say, because our dear friend and brother and a fellow Biafran, Godswill Akpabio, have come publicly to say, we must all remember those that died for us. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Director. You, of course, as usual, brought justice to the news. We bring the news and views for just the consumption for our people, not that we're going to do anything about it until Biafra is restored. Then we can talk. For now, we're just telling you what is happening in the zoo. Let me start from the police in the zoo who are trying to protect the people in Benue. Who is killing them? Is it the same Hausa Fulani people? The same Hausa Fulani people are the people who are killing those in Benue. And police officers are saying that there's nothing they can do because people have to kill people. Can you see the way these people reason? And yet, they are called inspector of police. For all I know, Director, under the Criminal and Evidence Act of the Police 1984, the functions of the police are there, written. It's stated that it's here in Britain, just like the director put it. But they will not show them in the Zoom that these are the jobs and the things the police are supposed to do. They'll just leave them to kill at random and do whatever, and after which they'll be compensated. That is what we've seen, and that is what is happening. Even with the Boko Haram, those who are arrested, convicted, Jonathan brought them out and gave them money to carry on doing what they're doing. And then tomorrow he turned around and said they should lay down their arms so that everybody will be happy. That is strange. I said that guy has never done anything successful now that we know or we have seen. Buhari conference. Yes, of course, he's criticizing the conference because he wants all the zoo to remain the same so that he will come back and rule them. He thought that when he was in power before, Babangida took him off. Will still be the same. If at all, he will get there. Unfortunately, so he has to criticize the same guy who took the office away from him. He didn't expect Buhari to be happy and smile and say to Gulotuna from, well done, my brother. You carry on. He has to criticize him if you like. He has been crucifying him by making sure that the guy did not govern. Unfortunately, the same Goodluck Jonathan, who was promised by Buhari that he will make his government very difficult, is the same one who is resisting Boko Haram and paying them and giving them SUV. So Goodluck Jonathan is not somebody anybody can come and say, I'm defending this guy. Because he has let us down many times. So that's why we resorted not to be backing him up or listen to whatever he's saying. He can only fight somebody who is prepared to fight back. You are fighting for somebody. The person is preparing to fight you. So what's the point trying to save his back? Let them deal with him and finish him off so that at least you don't have anybody killing you or fighting you. Amuka, who has been wanted, why are they not looking for Boko Haram? Why are they wanting somebody who is doing his own best to bring about the restoration of Biafra? The director has said this. These guys are just also. They are just clearing the bush so that the main action will take over. So whatever they do, they need to be supported. And the director, let me put this to you. In what's the name of this particular law? Is maybe before I finish my own analysis, I'll remember it. Omoka is answering a barrister. Director, there is nothing wrong in that. Providing he is not using it to con anybody, he is not using it to steal from anybody. It is recognized in this country. You can answer anything you want to answer, or prefer people
barrister,
to call you whatever
you, they need to call you. Exactly. If it's a nickname, I understand. People, you call me director. It doesn't mean there's nothing wrong title called director. If you like, if they like, they can call me. If they like, I don't give a damn. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I don't give a bloody damn what people call me as long as I do my job. People must understand that. The director you call me, which you started calling me, is more or less, how can I put it? I'm not guy now. I don't know what you call it. But the one he is answering is telling people, he say, listen, barrister, we are here to speak the truth. We are not going to run from the truth. He is not trained in England to be a barrister. If barrister is a nickname, you know Sawario. You do know Sawario, the musician?
Yeah, Dr. Sawario.
Simple. There's no problem. I don't know. I call him Dr. Sawario. That's what he wants. Even Augustus Okalu is a doctor. Do you know
that? That's correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can call you doctor. If you want.
Director, that is correct. Under, I remember the name, Equity and Trust Law.
Simple.
under Equity and Trust Law Act. Anybody who choose and say, please call me this, call them that.
Exactly.
As far as the person is not using it to steal
that is
or
correct.
Defraud people.
That is correct.
Yeah, that is why.
That is why you are the barrister. And that is why I'm a layman. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Let's go to Goodluck Jonathan and his nuclear energy. Now, let me tell you this. When Shehu Shagari was in power, all of a sudden he announced that the zoo is going nuclear. The British had it, and that was the end of that nuclear business. Now, Goodluck Jonathan has come again making the same mistake. Even if at all, he's got the capacity to get a nuclear energy. Because he has said it, that is the end of that his aspiration, because it will never happen. You get a nuclear energy for Boko Haram or for the house of Boko Haram. What will be in the office tomorrow, really in the zoo? Remember, Biafrans, we are already gone. So we are talking in terms of whatever they want to do in their own village, on their own territory. It's got nothing to do with us. But now that he mentioned it, that is the end of him. This is somebody who has water all over the place. There's no good drinking water. He's got all the good things there in that zoo to build roads. He's not doing it. Now, there is electricity there to reach everybody. It's intermittent. It's very, very epileptic. And now he's talking of nuclear energy. As you rightly put it, Director, among the natural resources over there, what has he done with them? Now he wants to overlook what is here. He wants to go up. He will not succeed anyway. He's just making some plausible announcements. It's not that he's going to achieve anything. We know them, Director. We know them. And we know the way they operate in the zoo. Thank God we cannot be there too long with them, because anything in the zoo, after 100 years, some people will still say to you, why not you people try and see how you can make things so that you see how you can work out things? You are with somebody. Director, I heard you use this analogy. You are living with a woman. For how many years? 10 years? 5 years? They haven't got any child for you. How many of those men keep quiet? Don't they go for the second or third wife?
That's
and
correct.
Now you live with someone for 4 and 5 good years. Some people are still saying, why not try and see if you can live for another 2 years? You see, that some of us are brainless. You were amalgamated for 100 years. Up to today, you have nothing is working in that bloody country. Nothing. People die on a daily basis. If it's not this, you'll be this. If it's not that, you'll be that. Yet, some people will tell you, why not see and try and see how you can. Police are not there to guide you. Ministry are not there to guide you. Even the president himself, who's got the mandate to look after everything they can marry, he's not there to guide you. They are looking for Onwuka. Why are you looking for Onwuka? Onwuka, who is trying to agitate for his own particular nation, a nation that will guarantee him safety, a nation that will make sure that nobody will kill him, instead of being in a bloody nation that is killing children. Children are not recognized. Women are not respected. Ordinary human beings have no safety. There's no safe haven in that zone. And now this guy is trying to say, my country has to come back. And they are looking for him. Why are you looking for him for? When there is riot, even the police themselves, but when they see Boko Haram, they'll drop their guns. I was told this joke that a policeman saw an armed robber coming out from the house with machine gun. The policeman dropped it and removed his uniform when he was arrested. Who are you? He said he's just a mechanic. When you look at this uniform, you saw a party on the street. But these are the police. These are the police who will kill you with the gun. But when they see those who have no gun or ammunition, they become organizers. It's a big shame. Onwuka, they should not look for him. No matter what he's doing, he's trying to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Nobody should ever attack this guy. And the police should be very careful, because we had this to the prim. And Sabata, we start fighting back. We are fighting for our nation. Whoever is making any effort fighting for our nation, the police or whoever associated with them, should leave that person alone. Because we know we are not the same people. We do not come from the same place. We don't have the same value system. We don't have the same religion. The culture is different. Therefore, they should allow our people to demonstrate and get out of that zoo, because nothing is working for us. But you're right. The director, even the conference, one guy stood up and said, look, this is the conference, they are just trying to get themselves together. They are calling only the people they know to air their views. People, they want them to say what they want to. Sometimes I challenge them already. They haven't even started the conference. That is how that zoo, how bloody it is. And I think it's about time. And that's why we are here on Radio Biafra anyway. I give this guy his full title. Barrister Chief Obong Governor Goswill Akpabio. We've been singing about this man for a very long time now. Director, we even promised him that he's likely to be our next president.
Of course, yes, now.
I'm sure he had us say this.
Immediately.
Director, can you see in the midst of every goddamn governor in that eastern region, he's the only one who has been propagating and who has been bringing about this restoration of Biafra, who's been very supportive. And yet, Primo will call you. Have you got the support of other minority? Who is minority here? Peter Obi or Abayibom, governor? Well, we have said it and it has happened. We are happy we got a governor, not my own governor, Rochas, who wants to support us for his own benefit so that he'll become president one day. I heard that in the land where I came from. It's full of Hausa, full of Boko Haram. But those in the north are being killed. Church is burned. House is burned. I don't know what they're doing in my land. Anyway, Biafra is coming for this and all of them will run. Well, so I'm here with you 247. I'm glad you're back from the States. Let's get it up. Thank you.
You're a good man. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister, and I can confidently declare that our lines are open. That includes our main studio line, which is +44 783 1308376. I repeat, +44, which is the code for United Kingdom, 783 1308376. And also our Skype lines are open, because they gave us iPads in the United States of America. I went there and I said that what we had were not enough. They gave it to us. They inundated me with gifts all the way from Dallas to Los Angeles and to Chicago. Everything we asked for was given to us in the USA. All the turnouts we expected, our people responded. Now we can truly tell you that we have Biafrans in the USA. Once again, the number to call, because right now our lines are open with the time standing at 7:08 p.m. in London, 8:08 p.m. in Biafra land where I come from, that sceptred blessed land. We must take this call. We have a caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We're in London. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They have gone. Maybe they were trying to test to see how solid we are. If it is true, you know, our people are into buying and selling. They want to see certain things. It's like them going to buy goods. They want to see it before they pay for it. So it's understandable. We excuse them for that. Let us go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Director, this is Uchenna Siebu Omiomio.
Omiomio is our new European representative. You are welcome to this program. Please continue.
Oh, Director, I must say thank you to you, Director. You know, I do call you Eni Biafra. Ewe Eni Biafra. Ewe Eni Biafra, but only men can come as a mere Gidegoji. Director, you must continue. Thank you. I love you for that. And before I go on, I must also recognize the likes of Uchebefo, our deputy director. Uchebefo, you are doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much. Barrister Imam Mezu, Ebu Barrister, like our director usually say, you are a good man. Keep it up, you are a good man. And also, Secretary of State, Ikechukwu Eniago, whatever you are doing, Ikechukwu, just know that your name follows you. Your hand of God is with you. Ikechukwu. With Ike Chukwukana, God is with you. Lord Lokara Monday, what you are doing for the Biafrans, Chukwa Biama will never forget you. Anything you put on must be prosperous in Jesus' name. Rita Nibog, anywhere you are, Adana, Gisikanova, there is nothing you can do. You must get Biafra. I know how passionate you are. 2 or 3 days ago, you were crying on the phone, you touched my heart, you have aroused the man in me. Keep on. We will get Biafra, that I'll assure you. and the coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenna Thomas Onyema, Uchenna, my namesake. Let me tell you one thing. Keep all the good work. The words of encouragement and the advice you gave me will never depart me. You have aroused the man in me. Thank you so much. Director, I must say, with all humility, I accept to work for Biafra. I accept to carry the burden of Biafras, anywhere they are, anywhere I am. My name is, a second name is Biafra. There is nothing I can do now without Biafra. Director, what you inserted in me will never depart me. When you came to Victoria, the words you placed and the words of encouragement will never depart me. The Victorians, the Biafrans in Victoria will always love you. We love you so much. The burden working for Biafra is working for Chukwu Abiyama, and Chukwu Abiyama is Biafra. I tell you this, and there is nothing we can do about it. Biafra is our land. We have no other country than Biafra. Director, we are moving forward. Forward ever, backward never. One thing I have to tell you this. I'm asking Oyabarawa Chukwu.
That's correct.
There is no way we can go back. Director. I am moved. We can never go back. No retreat. Unless they surrender, we can never retreat, Director. Unless they surrender. There is no way we will retreat. I am calling on all the national coordinators in Europe, all the European national coordinators, to always know that we have a pact. This task, we must accomplish it together. I am dropping my number offline. I'm online today. I want all the national coordinators, in Europe to contact me as soon as possible tomorrow. By this weekend, we will have a meeting. We will have a meeting. I am downloaded and equipped by Thomas Onyema. My number is this. Take your pen and put down the number. I'm going to drop my number and my email address so that we get the work started immediately. I don't believe in Anna Chuogo. No, Father Anna Chuogo. I believe in Anna Chuogo. Anna Chuogo. My number is +34 for Spain. 632-322-697. I repeat. +34 for Spain. 632-322-697. And my email address, you will get to me, european_representative.org@yourwine.com. I repeat, european_representative.org@yourwine.com. I urge you to contact me as soon as possible so that we get planning. You know, by the dispute end, the director announces that every zone must make sure their money is complete. Their money is only sent to the treasury immediately. I am going to go to the government. We must all come out to support this struggle. We are, there is no way, like I said it before, there is no way we will surrender now. Never. Unless our enemies retreat, or otherwise, there is no way we will surrender. Never. Never shall we surrender. I said it. My director, keep on the good work. I'm standing by. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. You will serve your country with every ounce of energy in your body. You will put Biafra before your family. You will put Biafra before your life. The only thing greater than Biafra is Chukwu Abiyama. That is our mindset. That is how we engage in battle. That is why we come out victorious. Because everything that happens to us, everything that we are, is quintessentially Biafra. We have people on the line. Those of you whom we have on Skype, you must stay where you are. Do not disengage. If I pick your call on Skype, remain where you are. I shall come to you. We have one now on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
We have people on the line.
Hello?
Yes, please turn your system down. Turn it down. Go ahead.
Reverend.
Good evening from here. Good evening from London.
This is Prince Okechukwuma. They call you from Holland.
From Holland. It's also called Netherlands, is that correct?
Yeah, Netherlands.
Please go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, I really want to appreciate you for the good work you're doing for this, our beloved Biafra. Actually, I never knew that it has gone this far. Today, my cousin gave me this website today from Senegal and urged me to listen to the program. And I really, really enjoy the program. This is the time that we would have told tell the Nigerians to let the Israelites to go, like it happened in the time of Pharaoh. So I really, really want to say a very big thank you to you, all the work you're doing. And I heard that there's also a registration going on, which I'm not yet registered. So
are you in Holland, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Write this very message down, and it goes out to everybody. We must also acknowledge those adding their friends on Facebook. Frederick Emenike, Ezife, Derek Chidebere, and Patrick Moon. We like what you're doing, and others must do the same. Now, what I'm saying to you is this. This goes out to everybody. Our people must learn to listen from us. It's very, very important. Go and write down, because you are in Netherlands, so there are Biafrans in Netherlands. Okay. All you need to do is to look for on Facebook the search field where you go to look for your friends. Go there and type in Biafrans in Netherlands.
Okay.
And you'll find us there, or Biafrans in Holland. We are there. People are setting up groups, answering our name. It doesn't matter, the more the merrier. We will tell you the correct one, even if you mistakenly join the wrong one. Because Hausa people are also there, trying to trap our people. We will also inform you. Once that one has under Radio Biafra, that's how you know it's genuine.
Okay.
This goes out to everybody. If you are in Japan, in South Korea, in China, in Malaysia, in Thailand, in Australia, if you are in New Zealand, if you're in India, if you are in Russia, in Czech Republic, in Ukraine, regardless of where you are, all you need to do to join this global phenomenon called Indigenous People of Biafra is to go to Facebook on the search field and say Biafrans in that very place you're in. And you'll be surprised that you have people there. You go and join the family and go and start serving your country immediately, because your country needs you. We need intelligent people. We need people who are wise. We need warriors. We need brave men and women. Everybody. Biafra does not belong to me, to Radio Biafra Editorial Board, or to Indigenous People of Biafra Executive Council. It belongs to each and every one of you. Biafra is your own.
For sure, Biafra is our own. And the Biafra got all he needs to stand as a nation.
Simple.
So we are going back home to stop all this slavery they are turning us into. We have Biafra, so we should make it one Biafra and stand as a nation. So I'm really, really grateful for this program. I want to say a very big thank you, and they forgot to give you the strength to keep on doing this good work. As long as we are getting to know about it now, we also want to participate full time, because it's all about ourselves. So I really, really enjoy the program. Keep it up, my brother. I really, really love it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you.
I want to say a very big thank you to my cousin who gave me this website today at Senegal, Lusaka Ogochukwu. I really, really enjoyed the program. That's a true value of a brother. I really, really enjoyed it. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. And the same way that Ogochukwu told you about us, you also go and tell other people. That's what we said today, isn't it? Everything we ask people to do, it is working. The man going to build our radio station for us in Chicago, the brother rang him from France. He said, "Oh, I'm here. My cousin rang me from France saying Radio Biafra is in Chicago. What is going on?" And he walked into a live broadcast of Radio Biafra. And the man said he's so fascinated that he's going to build a branch of Radio Biafra in Chicago. I'll be going back to America to go and build it. This, of course, I'll go with UCHMFO. I'm not the engineer, UCHMFO is. What we are trying to get across to our people is this. You must tell somebody else. There is no need listening to Biafra alone, pontificating and theorizing on your own. Go and tell other people. Go and practicalize it. Go and speak to people. Tell them, listen to Radio Biafra. Download free Radio Biafra app. Everybody has a smartphone. So if you don't have Radio Biafra on your phone, what are you doing? Why don't you have it?
That's so true. I'm pleased.
Thank you very much. And tell other people as well. This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller on the other Skype line. Can you hear me? Has he gone? I asked him to stay. Has he left?
I said to that very caller, if we take your call, you remain where you are. Do not disengage. Kaso ya no okwu Igbo. Ekpo anya anyi nabata. Okwu ina akpo anyi biko inora na Skype apu biko nora ebe ahu. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Therefore, we must go to the line. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra from London.
I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
My name is Nnamdi Ugala.
You are privileged to answer that name.
Hello, I can hear you very well.
You are privileged to be called on Nnamdi. Your father really loves you.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. I've been trying to reach you. The other day I called the US line you provided, but you said you were not on session. So
yes.
So I said, let me call today. I've been following. And I'm very, very, very happy on what is really happening.
Yes.
And I've been following this.
And where are you calling from? Are you calling us from the zoo? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the zoo. I'm the zoo, but I'm not of the zoo.
Yes, of course. You are calling from the zoo, but you are not of the zoo. I like that.
I'm not of the zoo, yeah.
Go ahead.
The point is, I have noticed that despite all the countries are pushing on platforms like Facebook, I have noticed that some of our youth are still adamant. They are really like... preferring to keep moving on with their text messages, cutting off inspiration messages from the Western world, which is everywhere, where in their real senses, there's nothing like that. You understand?
Yes.
So what I'm asking for is we establish centers where people be sensitized because they are empty of what really happened in the past. They don't read. They have not even watched the documentaries of what really happened between Biafra and Nigeria. So they are ignorant of every damn thing. So we need to, you know, establish centers where people will be sensitized properly so that they will be spurred, they will really be inspired to take the necessary steps. They are still, like I said, in the comfort zone. So we need to really see what to do.
Yes, the centers you talked about is very, very good. That's what we are saying. Do you know we have a tweet Tuesday? With this Twitter, we managed to flood the world with the word Biafra. That Microsoft recognized the word Biafra. That Google did the same thing to say that Biafra is indeed the name of a place or of a country in our case. Things that never before was made possible. That today we are announcing to the world that we come... Now, I can't say, of course, Godswill Akpabio is one of us. That Godswill Akpabio is coming out openly to endorse the memorial service, the remembrance of those that died for us. Now, the question is this. Why is it that our people cannot sustain anything? Twitter, they cannot do. And now you're talking about centers. If we go now and open up centers everywhere now and say to our people, here is where we do this and do that, you go there and teach for 2 days and you'll be tired. And I'm wondering, if somebody in the comfort of their home, this is what baffles me, you claim you're a diehard Biafran. If in the comfort of your home, you cannot pick up a smartphone to send Twitter with hashtag Biafra on it, my dear Lord, how then can you serve your country? How then can you carry a weapon and lie in the trenches for months and months and months fighting for your country if you cannot do the very menial, very basic things for your country? To add your friends on Radio Biafra London is a problem. You see, the thing is, with us is that we don't see the value of something because there is no instant gain in it. That is why I hate buying and selling. If you add your friends to Radio Biafra, it makes it possible for us each time we send a message. It goes to millions of people at the same time. They are receiving it. That is the meaning of it. How can it be difficult? If you don't know how to add your friends, you speak to those around you, say, I do not know. There's nothing there to be ashamed of. I don't know how to do this. Tell me. And people will do it for you. What is difficult about that?
Honestly, I have really I've been referred hundreds of people since I discovered the platforms. Really, it's very, very, very inspiring. We are really working around it to make sure that our goal is really established. We really cannot just put our arms and I remember when I traveled the last time in December, my dad sat me down and was giving me a story of what happened, how he realized this thing that, you know, I was really scared. Sitting with him one-on-one, telling me everything that happened, that it was really sabotage, that just spoiled everything. That the wizard thing, that the Biafrans really turned up to really take what belongs to them. And I know that we will tell this time. It's something that has come to stay. Biafra has come to stay.
You say,
we'll go back about anything.
We are not going back. Who said we're going back?
We
can't go back. This is Radio Biafra. We're not any other set of people. We, Chukwu Abiyama said we should come. Not man. Not any other consideration. And we answer to Chukwu Abiyama and to the spirit and memory of 3.5 million people. Therefore, there is nobody to ask us to come back. When people say stop, don't do this, they're talking nonsense. Those sending us said we should go. The spirit of those that died said we must continue until we vindicate them, or else their death will be in vain. Chukwu Abiyama said, you people have been called to do this work and you must do it. Then they say one with God is majority. I practicalize what I'm taught. I don't believe in nonsense. People saying I love Biafra. You ask them, what have you done for Biafra? If you don't know what to do, what is difficult telling 10 people around you about Radio Biafra and what we are doing? How difficult is that? To go to people and say, this is where you can get Radio Biafra. If you're back home, you have satellite, you have your MyTV, point your dish to 17 degrees east, you get Radio Biafra. Go to website, you use your phone, access Radio Biafra information. And then we'll tell you the truth. We wash your brain very clean that you may be worthy to be called a child of Chukwu Abiyama. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have somebody on the coordinator's line. They have been waiting. I don't know if they're still with me. Hello? Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you. You are coming to me via the coordinator's line, so I'm speaking to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I am talking to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from.
This is Valentine Eze from Paris, the coordinator of France.
Yes, the very good man himself. Please go ahead.
Director, first of all, I want to thank God for his journey mercy.
Thank you.
I can say welcome back from the United States.
Thank you.
Back to the studio.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to use this opportunity to thank all the editorial board of the Radio Biafra. I say may God bless you and give you the strength to continue what you are doing.
You say?
I want to use this media to announce our upcoming meeting, which will be on Saturday, this coming Saturday. In case if new members or anybody want to join us, the meeting never changes, still the same place. Or if any new member want to join us, I can leave my number on air so that the person can contact me. The place is not difficult. But if anybody want to come, is a new member, we urge all their friends to join us. If anybody want to join us, the person can contact me on +334.
Yes. You're fading away.
399.
No, repeat the number, please, Valentine. You faded away. Give us the number again.
Okay. 06.
Yes.
99321282. I repeat. 06 99321282.
This is for France. This is for France. But we must also tell people, Valentine, what you must also do is to tell people, if you have relatives, in France, if you have relatives in France,
If you like, be listening to us from Australia. If you like, be listening to us from Brazil. If you like, be listening to us from Namibia. If you like, be listening to us from Sudan. If you have a relative in France, call that person. Give that person Valentine Eze's number. Ask that person to go to Biafrance in France to identify with Biafrance. Why? Igwebike. Very simple. We overwhelm them with our numbers and they give us Biafra. People say to us, oh, we don't want you to fight. We don't want to go to war. How then do you get Biafra? You then overwhelm them by putting pressure on them. You are putting pressure on them based on how many you are. Very, very simple. As I told them in America, if all our people, Biafrans in America, can get up one morning, take one day off work, not on a Saturday, all of them in America, if they can sacrifice one day's work only and march to Washington, they will give us Biafra. Martin Luther King did the same thing. He marched his people to Washington and they granted them their rights. Until you prove to the world that this thing you wanted so desperately, nobody will give it to you. Why is this difficult for Igbo people to understand? If you claim you want Biafra, you have to tell the world, I want Biafra, or else they won't give it to you. How can you go to school and say, oh, I want to pass exams, but I don't want to, I want to get myself, but I don't want to write exams? It's not possible. You must show them what you are made up of. All you need to do is to rise up wherever you are on the 30th of May. Say, I am a Biafran. The world will reckon with you. Please continue. Valentine, are you there?
Yes, Director.
Please continue.
The other thing I want to say, I want to ask, I don't know the possibility. If there is any possible, we can send a message. We can send a message. I'm not really sure, but if we can give that a trial. If there is any possible, we can send a message to God's will, Abio, and let him know exactly what we are doing and see, although he have fixed his own date, and see if the date can be changed. That would be very, very nice to us. So that we can hold the memorial at the same day. That would be very, very nice. I'm not really sure about that, but I'm only giving a suggestion.
Before we can actually understand and move forward from here, everybody, Valentine, including yourself speaking, every coordinator must ensure that each and every Biafran citizen that they are aware of, that you go to Radio Biafra London. That is our name on Facebook. Radio Biafra London, and ensure you add people on your Facebook contact list. We want to be up to 1 million. We have not made 250,000 yet. We are the largest in the world, that is true, but we are not resting to clap for ourselves. We have goals to achieve. What I keep saying is this: I have not seen anything in Biafrans to lead me to believe that they will build a great country. We lack the discipline and application. How can you buy a transmitter and you relax? You place Biafra on satellite and you pause. You're broadcasting every day and you pause. You do one thing and you stop. So when we ask you to go and build a bridge for us, if you put one rod, you go away for 2 years. You come back, you pour cement, you go away. The same nonsense happening in Nigeria. We won't have it. That discipline required to build a decent modern civilization, we must start it now, not tomorrow. Discipline. From today, not tomorrow. If we say do something, just do it. How do you want to convince the world that you want Biafra? Yet on Facebook, you're not up to 1 million. You're not up to... Who are the people you're fighting for then? Who are the people? Please, if you have a relative in France, tell them to go and join this movement there, of which Valentine Eze is our coordinator. Go and tell our people, if you have a relative in France, it will not cost you anything. Go to Facebook when you're there. It doesn't matter if they laugh. They go and listen secretly. If you go to Abuja now, everybody in the confab is listening to Radio Biafra. If you doubt me, call any of them, if you know them. They're all listening to Radio Biafra. All of them. They are listening in secret. It doesn't matter what they say. At least inform them. It doesn't matter how hard it is. Go and add your friends on Radio Biafra London. The same way that Frederick Emenike Ezife has done. Derek Chidebere has done. Patrick Boone has done, Onyeka, Cyril, is it Sidi or Cyril has done, the same way that this cannot be Biafran name, but they are there. Paco Jalapa, I can't understand where maybe they are Portuguese supporting Biafra. I don't know. This one is it Ajibo Yehosha? I don't know this type of names. I can't Ajibo. Can the Biafra one be come? Oh, as Chekwa Sokol said, come as Achuaram one or Zumankedima. My goodness me. Anyway, they're all welcome. Question all Biafra. Everybody can come and join. So we welcome everybody. This is Radio Biafra. And the barrister was with me before. I must ask the barrister to come back to please enlighten us on the implications of what Akpabio has done and how we can compel the other fools in Igbo land, calling themselves governors, to recognize that remembering those that died is key. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, he will join me once the voice is able to filter through to him. Of course, he will join me. Yes, Barrister, please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Of course you are.
I'm listening to you. Yeah. Director, yes, there is a dear friend who just called and was asking if Governor Akpabio could be updated. In fact, I tweeted Governor Akpabio this afternoon. And if you go to Facebook, our Facebook group, he has updated and endorsed the 30th of May, 2014. It's there. Governor Akpabio has endorsed the date. I tweeted him. He got it. He endorsed it.
You're a great man. The barrister, can this be pinned up on Radio Biafra London? I want it also on my page. I want it on my own timeline. So we can show people.
Tell your secretary they're moving straight to you. The guy did it emphatically. In fact, within 10 minutes of tweeting him, he reported straight away with endorsement.
That is wonderful.
So, yes, he's with us. And he's with us with his full heart. He's with us.
Of course, barrister, because we preach the truth here on this platform. Please, Carol Monday. You will search for this very information, please, barrister. I ask you to repost it. You can send it to my timeline as well. I need it on my timeline too. I want a categorical confirmation. As I said earlier, barrister, that people may take us seriously. I told everybody that Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than people from Ebonyi. That Akwa Ibom people are more Biafran than those of us from Abia. And they were doubting me. They're doubting me. It wasn't only Akpabio that made the announcement. Akpabio made the announcement through the commissioner. The commissioner set up a committee based, I think it was the head of service or whatever, asking every clergy in the state to do this. Because here we preach the gospel of restoration. Please, Carol Monday, find it and pin it. The very eminent barrister, thank you very much. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Opara Benigno Sehang Ichukwu Opara.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. I love you people.
Yes, sir.
Malaysia, you people are wonderful. Wonderful people. Go ahead.
I just want to greet you for successful journey to back to UK. May Ichukwu Abiyama bless you.
You said,
I want to use this opportunity to thank my brother who called about 3 days ago. I introduced him to Radio Biafra. He is the last person that called from Malaysia, also Robinson. So because yes. I introduced him, I used to introduce everybody that's closer to me, and I told them about Biafra. Even though my daddy, I used to tell him about Biafra. So right now, thank God that we are in satellite. Even though I was trying to go home, at least when I go home, I will set the satellite so I can get it, so my dad can get the Radio Biafra, because he always appreciates what you are doing. Always happy for that. So I want to use this opportunity to say, because of what I hear, the news I hear about our governor, Akpabio, if I may say, to be our president, Biafra, because good governor. And to use this opportunity.
You, my dear brother, your line is breaking. And I can tell you that we are in London and our studio is fortified. Please repeat what you're saying. Can you hear me?
Of May, so he can be also help us to do it. Yes, sir.
Ihani, can you hear me? Please repeat what you said. The line was intermittent. Repeat what you just said, please. Go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity and you to power for Biafran to tell the governor about Bia. So let him know that we are marching on 30th, so we can do it at the same time. And I want to make it clear. So after everything, after we get Biafra, I would like him to be our president of Biafra because he deserves to be a Biafran. In Eastern Zone, he is the one that volunteered himself as and came out for this organization to get Biafra. And he is the only man we trust in Igbo land. So if you can use this opportunity to tell him also and to let him know that he's a member of Biafra, so we can go ahead. When we come back to Biafra land, so he can be the one we can recognize as a president of Biafra. That is all what I want to say.
And I agree with you completely. I agree with you. Thank you very much for that. I agree with you. Any of them that sacrifice or are... or who can prove himself or herself to be fearless before the enemy, we recognize and acknowledge them. We will protect them. We will do everything humanly possible to honor them. This is Radio Biafra, and we have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. We must also remind everybody that not everybody, our principal officers, that Radio Biafra dedicated line for the coordinators is open for everybody, the coordinator, the treasurer, the secretary, and the PRO. That is how they can reach us, including our representatives as well. They know this very number on Skype. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from. No, they have abandoned ship. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Director, it's me, okay, Ewenike, calling from Padova.
Yes, okay, Ewenike. Yes, yes, I know you. Yeah. I know you, okay. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Thank
director.
You.
Thank you. So my director, I thank God for the journey messages in America. I thank you. I thank God for having made it through and possible that you travel, have a successful journey.
Yes.
To the United States.
Yeah, thank you.
And finally, you are back in London, in our studios in London. I want to use this opportunity to make my special greetings or thanks to our Secretary of State, Ike Chukwuemeagor, who left his base in Malaysia down to Biafra land. In our capital, and we're doing a great, doing wonderful things for the people and the indigenous people of Biafra. Ike Chukwuemeagor, I know you must live up to your name. Your name is Ike Chukwuemeagor, which means the God's power. And the Eniago, from my own understanding, it means a lion that lives in the wilderness, any binago. So you have a very wonderful name and a son name. Both of them signifies warrior and greatness. So Ike Chukwuemeagor, wherever you are and you are listening to my voice this night, I am very happy with the great job you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. Thank you very much, Ike Chukwuemeagor. And I also want to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, especially the editorial board of Radio Biafra, my brother Uche Mefo, the Barrister Emambezu and co. I thank all of you. I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting, our coming meeting on Sunday by 3 o'clock, this very Sunday being the 30th of April. if I'm not mistaken, on Sunday coming up in Padova for the indigenous people of Biafra. So the place we have been having our meeting before, people are complaining that that place is off the city. But this time around, we have been able to secure a place that you can no longer be giving flimsy excuses that this is why you cannot attend our meetings, this and that. We are going to have our meeting on this coming Sunday. The venue is Tempo de la Pace, where we hosted Radio Biafra. At that particular very auditorium, that is where we are going to have our meeting this coming Sunday by 3 o'clock. So endeavor to be there, because we have very important things to discuss, matters, especially concerning our rally on the 30th of May. So I expect each and every one of you that are hearing me this night to be there on the on this coming Sunday. Tempo de la Pace is at the center, is at the city center now. From the Padova train station, it's less than 150 meters. From the bus station, that is Blue Bus Station, is less than 50 meters. So you don't have any excuse to give for not attending that very particular meeting. So I advise all of you to be there. It's very important. And I also want to encourage and tell all the coordinators all over Italy, the coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra all over Italy, especially those of you that are doing very well. We have our coordinator in Rome, Anthony Morcunier. I called him the other day. He said that he was in the meeting with Igbo Union, in Igbo meeting in Rome, preaching this very gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of God on earth. So, Tony Morcunye, I thank you very much for the good work you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra. I also encourage you to do much, much better so that you can live up to expectation in terms of contribution, monthly contributions, and every and other things involved. The Intreviso, they are doing very well under the leadership of Damian Elago. He's doing very, very well, excellently well. And the Festus Soloka, the coordinator of Verona. We also making progress in Sicily. They must work very hard as well to live up to expectation. And in Napoli, where we have our sister, Mrs. Norma, she's doing excellently well. They have to work more harder. Again, and Torino is coming up. Brescia, we want to know whether Brescia is alive or dead. They must live up to expectation. And the Rovigo is where we have preached this gospel and over and over. And our people are there, but they have not shown up. It's like we are going to maybe eliminate them from this very struggle. Palermo is coming up very strong, and Torino is coming up. Milan is coming up as well. We thank all of you. And our brother in Ancona, you are doing also excellently well. So we are very happy the way the indigenous people of Biafra is moving here in Italy. We are very, very formidable, and we must remain in the Premier League. And we want to set the very pace of this particular struggle so that all other countries all over the world, they can follow suit. At the same time, I also want to let the indigenous people of Biafra know that our national coordinator here, Michael Iruanya, who has been hospitalized for over 8 days now, by the grace of God, he is now well and he will be discharged tomorrow. We went to the hospital and we met him on Sunday. He's doing excellently well. The indigenous people of Biafra, we are moving forward. We evangelized last Sunday. We went to various town unions meetings here in Padova. We went to Oka Senatorial Zone. We went to Abo. We went to Nsukka. We went to Agwata. We went on Bise. We went to Olu. We have gone to so many places to preach this very gospel. Every Sunday, we are always out to preach this message. Nobody can say that he didn't hear about Biafra. We have preached, and we advise all of you to come out on that 30th of May. The venue, if you are living around Padova, the venue where we will assemble is at a train station. From there, we will move down to the government areas to let the world know that indeed there are Biafrans in Italy. So many of you know me in Padova, and I have talked to you, and I have discussed this issue of Biafra to you, and you have promised me that you will come out. This is the time for you to come out, because Boko Haram is not in hiding. Boko Haram is not in hiding. The Fulani herdsmen, they are not in hiding. The people that are killing our people, they are not in hiding. And we cannot be in hiding too. We must not be in hiding. This is the time and the opportunity to come out and show the whole world that indeed we are Biafrans, that we are the children of the Chukwu Abiama, that we are out to do this greater job our God, the Chukwu Abiama, has given to us, to see that the Biafra is restored. The land our God has given to our ancestors, that we are going back to this land, to possess this land, because this land that flows with milk and honey, that this land is the land of the promise, where our God has given to our ancestors. That is where we shall dwell. Europe is not our base. United States is not our base. Asia is not our base. We have our land where our fathers live, and that is where we are going to go and possess and live there. So I encourage all of you in Italy, stop hiding. This movement has been registered under the Minister of Internal Affairs in Italy. We are registered. It's not an illegal something. When you come out boldly. Nobody is going to question you. Nobody is going to query you. Come out and fight for your right. Come out and stand for your freedom. It is freedom now or never. If you don't come out now, you might not be. You cannot live in Europe forever. I told my children every day, know ye therefore that you come from Biafra. Your base is Biafran land. You are not an European. You are not an European. You are just here for a while. You must go back. That is the same message I would like all of you to tell your children, to tell your wife, to tell your brothers and your sister, to tell your relatives that we are here as an alien, and we will go back to our land. We will restore this land. And this land is the sovereign state of Biafra, the kingdom of God on earth. And beside this land, we have no other place to live. That is where we will live and worship our God, the only true God, the Chukwu Abiama. That is the where our destiny is. So whatever you are doing in this land, if you are wearing Isiagu in this land, wearing Oku Red in this land, in our God from the Oboda, or from in our God, on where you meaning, more in the Obenna, you can say, I've been in our number, it's been a God for fail, and our God from the Oboda, I have said it over and over. You must go back to Biafran land. That is only place where you can do your offer. Ego offer ole offer there no go do ibo because ni buru miru ku gwo nke nta we bi obodo a. Iwu obodo e ga na be na ko offer we nwi kire. So this is my message to all the Biafrans all over the world. Wherever you are, know you today that you are a foreigner until you go back to your own land. That flows with milk and honey. Thank you very much, my director. Thank you very much, all the people of Biafra all over the world. Thank you very much, you indigenous people of Biafra in the United States that hosted our director and the Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. Wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, may God, our God, the Chukwu Abiama, the only true God, beside him there is no other, and will never be.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken and eloquently delivered. I like that very much. I like what I'm hearing. Of course, our hearts and our thoughts goes to our very own coordinator all over Italy, our national coordinator, Michele Iragna. He's a very brave man. I have been traveling. I'm not up to speed with his condition, and I intend to get that this very evening. We wish him the very best, himself and his family. I have not seen many people that love Biafra or want Biafra more than Michele Iragna does, and we wish him the very best. Our prayers, our thoughts are with him and his family at this very time. And of course, we know he is on his way to make full recovery. That is our coordinator, our overall national in Italy, Michele Iragna. We are praying for him. Thank you very much, all of you in Italy. I knew that Italy would be very, very formidable, given the exceptional work you have all done under the leadership of Michele Iragna. And long may you continue that. Thank you very much. We have callers. If we take your call on Skype, stay where you are. Do not disengage. Do not disengage. Ndiebany, if we ask you or take your call on Skype, remain where you are. Remain where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. You are live on Radio Biafra.
This is Chidewa Patrick Joko. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam, turn your system down. We can hear our voices coming through. Turn it down. Please, turn it down because it's disrupting us.
Director, can you hear me now?
Now better. Please go ahead.
I'm calling because somebody called and he said that his brother gave him a radio.
Yes.
From Senegal.
Yes.
So I just want to let him to ask him exactly where exactly are you in Netherlands? Are you in Amsterdam? Mm-hmm. So I can give you our number. We will have meeting every Saturday. Every Saturday in Burma in Amsterdam. So I don't know. First of all, director, welcome. We are trip.
Thank you.
We are suddenly behind you. Yeah, actually, Amsterdam is lacking behind, but by the grace of Chukwu Abiamah, we are coming up soon.
How soon is that? We started hearing this soon since last year, November.
Yeah, that is true. No, it's not last year, November. It was, we just joined Radio Biafra. It was December. You sent somebody from Germany.
Yes. I sent Chike Eke to go to Amsterdam. And it has been taking you, if it has taken you people all this long to coordinate together, how long will it take to mobilize you to fight for your country?
Look, director, I'm Pierre, and me and my coordinator walk everywhere, every Sunday, every meeting, every Igbo meeting, when they are, even at times, went to African shops to preach the gospel of Biafra. Even at times, they fight us, and they call us homebreakers, but We are not even resting. We are moving, but by the grace of God, people are turning up. We just give us time. We're going to do something very soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless you. Keep up the good work over there. Keep it up. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, let me give you a number so that that guy can call. If really he's in Amsterdam.
He's in Amsterdam. Of course he is. Why would he lie to us? He's in Amsterdam. So he can attend the meeting.
We say Netherlands, but Netherlands is too much. It's too many. So I don't know exactly if it's in Amsterdam, so that we can reach us with this.
Give us your number. Go ahead.
That is +316 853 697 63. Let me repeat: +316 853 697 63.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. We also have one on the coordinator's line, and they must wait for us. They must wait for us. I am going to the person on the coordinator's line. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Is that me, director?
I'm speaking to you. Please go ahead.
Okay. This is Kingsley Emmanuel calling from Dublin.
Yes, Kingsley Emmanuel, you are our Dublin coordinator. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I want to thank God on your behalf for successful joining your trip all the way from around US and all the way from US to back to Dublin. I want to announce to Biafrans here in Dublin that there will be a general meeting this Sunday on the 30th of March, and which is very, very important. And I urge them to try to be available, because it's a very sad situation that some of our members don't even know each other. You know, we have a situation that some set of people will come meeting today, another different set will come next meeting. So they haven't got the opportunity to meet each other. So I would like all those things to be stopped so that we can able to forge ahead. And having said that, I also want to, that will be a very critical issue that we have to iron out this Sunday. I have spoke with my national coordinator in the person of Azayoba, and I have spoke with our Secretary of State in the person of Ike Chukwu. And he gave me some advice, and which the advice that I'm going to use, and it's not, the advice he gave me is not different from the one you have been saying on air. So, because I think some people don't really understand what we are doing. Some thought that it's just a gathering of friends, or maybe we will just come and drink some bottle of beer or something like that and go. And some people just come once and fill a form, and they believe that they are a member, and that is it. We never see them again. I just want to borrow some word what our sister Ngozi Madu said last time, that some people will donate one euro and they won't receipt, just to prove that they are Biafran. So just to give you a hint about what that is going to come on Sunday, because some of these, I have a lot of names that have already filled the form, our form here, the general form, Biafran form. Because the form, you know, is a free to register. They will just come once. Some don't even come. They will register as a member, and you never see them again. So I just want to announce to them that all those forms are void. You cannot just come once and you fill a form, and you just, be convincing yourself that you're a Biafran. You know, you have nothing to prove. You have nothing to discuss. This with our Secretary of State. So I would like them to be in this meeting so that we can iron things out. If we are five or six, a strong force, we know that we are five and six. We cannot just be 20, 30, 40. At the end of the day, we are nothing. You know, those that even have I remember when we are even less than 10, when we are little, we are more formidable. Now that we are growing, it just be like some people just came in to destabilize all the movement. So I think something have to be done to weed all those people. Because I have said I would rather resign my position as the coordinator of Dublin than to be disgraced out of office, than to be announced minor. Because some of this thing that is happening is only the coordinators that are held responsible. You know, people don't know what we coordinators are going through, what we passed, what we are going through, the pressure that we are, it's not only the pressure that is coming from on air and from director and all that thing. That is the pressure that we even, sometimes, the pressure I give to myself, just not to fail. I think time is right now for us to change some certain things. So it's not everything that I have to say on air. But just urge everybody, that is very, very serious about this struggle to come on Sunday. I have already sent out all the messages. They have the message as I'm talking now on their Facebook account and their phone. So nobody will say that we don't have a woman now. He don't have any, didn't get my message. But if you don't get my message, you can contact me, or you contact Azayoba or Sonny. You have our numbers. Our number is in there in Facebook, Biafrans in Ireland, under Radio Biafra. Our numbers are there. So you cannot say, there is no excuse. I don't want to go into some stupid question that I've been receiving from people and some name calling. So I don't want to go into that because I just want to borrow what I can say. If somebody can call you direct or a thief on air, you know, what else will they, you know, it just, and that is the only thing he said. If they can call you director or a thief on air, then I don't think there's anything that they will call me or, you know, that will even move me. You know, so, I think this is what I will just want to say for
yes,
now.
Yes, I have a word of encouragement for you and for other people. Somebody wrote to me today, said, somebody is insulting you. And I said to the person, can you show me somebody that insult killed before? The answer is there is nobody. The best way to counter these people is by working very hard and delivering on the things you promised the people. There is always going to be opposition. If we do this thing without opposition, then we are doing something wrong. We expect opposition. When I get up in the morning and I remember those who are opposed to the truth to what we are doing, they energize me. They make me work 24 hours a day. I love it. The reason why the Western world is developed is because the entire society is predicated upon critical appraisal of performance of people in office. Simple. Even in your workplace, don't you do appraisal? You do. People must have opinions about you, good or bad. But what matters is, are you delivering on the things you promised to deliver? People insult Obama. They insult David Cameron. They throw things at them, including rotten eggs. Who are you that people will not insult?
Oh, that is it.
People can insult you if they want. But Radio Biafra is on satellite, you see. So that is what counts. Ultimately, that is what counts. That you deliver on the things you want to deliver. I've said to people before also, we want to build a Biafra where somebody can get up and walk up to the Prime Minister or President and say, you are a very stupid man. You are a criminal. You stand there as the head of state and defend your record. Not say, lock her up or lock him up or shoot him. No, everybody is entitled to the opinion. It's very, very important, good or bad. It is your right to defend them, to air it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Okay,
if you are, yes, go ahead. If you're in Dublin, please make sure you join the family there. We have a caller on Skype as well, I presume. You will give us your name and where you are with the time now presently standing at 8:08 p.m. here in London. Can you hear me? No. Our people, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Bella Emmanuel Chimwuko, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. He cannot hear me, so I ask him to please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. I was with the barrister before. I must go to barrister to gauge his opinion, to obtain his understanding of what we have been discussing so far. Barrister, if you can hear me, I would please welcome you to continue to offer us the benefit of your wisdom in relation to what we have been presenting this very evening, please.
Yes, Director, I can hear you. I wonder if you can hear me.
Loud and clear, please. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I'm kind of busy trying to fix what you told me to put on your Facebook, you see.
Okay.
What Governor Akpabio put before us.
Okay.
Showing his staunch support to what we're doing. As you rightly say, Director, all of them are listening to Radio Biafra.
Of course, they listen. Everybody
but
listen.
They are shy to accept what we're doing here. I don't know why they are shy, Director.
Barrister,
you can tell me the reason.
You of all people, you must know why. You know that school is good for you. Otakara, nursery school is good for you. Is that correct?
Kindergarten
is good for you. But when it's time to go to school in those days, you'll be grumbling. Sometimes you pretend you're not well, you're sick. Is that correct?
Director, so you did that, eh?
Hey, who didn't? You know, for those of us that grew up in the village, you know, we can't speak English very well. So, and when you go to school...
But you do now.
I was speaking English then, barrister, but the thing is, I hated the language. I wanted to speak because I was very close. Not only you was close to your grandmother, I was also close to my grandmother.
Oh, okay, you are. Okay, I thought it was only me.
Yes, of course, I'll be close to her because she does not like tea and bread in the morning. My mom will give us tea and bread in the morning. And my grandmother will say that my mom is starving her children. We'll go and, and eat swallow in the morning. We eat garri before we go to school. She will sneak us into her kitchen and we eat garri before we go to school. So that, you know, when you have that and you have somebody speaking nonsense to you when you go to school, you want your grandmother to be close to you. At least that person that can fortify you in the morning before you start out. That was why, barrister, that school sometimes then was not entirely fun. I don't know for you, when a teacher is coming to school armed like a masquerade with cane, left, right, and center, anything you do, they flog idiocy into you. They flog idiocy. You see a teacher, you're doing left, right, you're marching on the field, you miss, put one step out of place, they flog you until you become afraid of fellow human beings. That is why Africans are timid. Very, very timid. You ask a child to open their mouth.
That is not abuse, isn't it? It's abuse.
What is it? It's torture. What is it? Abuse is even good. He says, what is it? Abuse is American. Abuse is very good. It's torture. Very wicked torture by people that I don't know where they bred them from. That was why, although school is good for you, sometimes you don't like going to school. They know that Radio Biafra cures every illness they have. They know that very well. But unfortunately for them, it is very, very painful. The truth is so painful. That is why they find it difficult to absorb. Barrister, I've been reading this very book. It's so fascinating how they changed our name from what is supposed to be to Africa. How this came. Barrister, do you know what we've been saying all this while? It's so fascinating. Do you know that the Bible has been rewritten almost 18 times? New English edition. The second
many
edition.
Times over.
Barrister, they kept reviewing the Bible. This man was teaching me where they removed the name of Ethiopia from the Bible. How subsequent versions of the Bible have removed Ethiopia. They used to call them the Cushites. They call them the Nubians. They call them Ethiopia. They call them Abyssinia. The man said Abyssinia is not our name. The man went to a Mormon Bible and got it out where the Mormons in 1886 described them as Abyssinia. The man said they never knew what Abyssinia was before. That they're just Ethiopians. That goes to show you the level of... I keep saying to them, in fact, the man pointed out something very important. He said, you know, truth is not relative. That is why Cardinal Arinze and the current Pope, that's why two of them are fighting. Barrister, you hold that truth is absolute, it's not relative. Truth
is
absolute. It doesn't change.
Indeed.
Ezioku, morning, noon, and night.
It remains constant.
Exactly.
It remains constant.
But do you know that these people that gave you the Bible believe that the truth is relative? That is why they keep changing it. They keep changing it. This man was showing me version after version of the Bible, how they have changed and twisted the words until a particular time that is relevant. It's completely irrelevant. And that is something that I call him my own personal and private researcher, our coordinator in Spain, Nonso Ejirika. There was something he said to me, he sent to me right now, which I actually want to share with you, barrister, to see if this resonates with you at all and our wider listenership. Very, very important. It's something that somebody said. Barrister, this person's name is called Henry Berry. He was speaking in Virginia, the place I just came from. This morning, which is near Washington, Virginia House of Delegates in 1832. You must listen very carefully. This is a direct quote from this very man. He said, "We have as far as possible closed every avenue by which light may enter their minds." This is the mind of the slaves, the black people, black African people. "If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work will be complete. They will then be on a level with the beasts of the field, and we should be safe." This is what a legislator in America said, a white person. That is why they don't want Biafra to come. They know
director,
that Biafra
does
represents the light.
No, director, pause a minute. You remember you were in Italy some moments ago, and you were telling us all the good deeds the black, our people did for the Italians. What did they do to them at last? They just got our brothers and sisters and put them inside a grave and just wiped them off. These are the people you're supposed to compensate. It's like here in Britain, all the underground tube stations are all built by our brothers and sisters who were taken as slaves. The same in Italy, but their compensation was to kill all of them and put them inside a grave. And this is the same people that give us the Bible that we worship and hug so much so. You see, Director, whilst I was at the university, one of my professors told me that there is no truth. Truth in law depends on how you maneuver your way. The legality, if you like, it does not depend on what you have, but what you make of what you have. We are talking about evidence here. So everything we are told and we are brought to is a different version here. So obviously you cannot pinpoint or lay your fingers on what your masters told you that you can hang on. Because what is over there in Africa is a different language here in this country. There is this guy, director, from World BBC, who was talking about what you read in the news earlier about these Hausa girls who are describing how Boko Haram and what the Boko Haram were doing.
No, it's an Igbo girl. Janet. Janet is not a Hausa name. Janet is an Igbo
girl. Their name was not even mentioned, director. Their names were not mentioned, but they were seen. Any listener will know that they are Hausas. Maybe the Janet was a different one, but these two girls speaking are Hausa girls. They were saying what happened to them and how they were freed. And after listening to this world news, I text the guy, something else. BBC is a world news. Why are you broadcasting nationally? Have you gone to Igbo land or Biafra land to find out what Boko Haram are doing there? Are you just only there in the north, reporting what is happening in the north? Within 5 minutes of tweeting this guy, he started following me. I said, good on you. Go to my Facebook and pick and know what is happening in Radio Biafra. Director, we have come of an age whereby we have to speak for ourselves because nobody wants to do that. The West refused to recognize us. One of my uncles, when I was a little boy, he says, if a cock, a cover, refuse to crow, he will crow. When the time for that Okoba wants to crow and he didn't hear any noise, this my uncle said he will do it. We've given enough chance for the world to recognize us, and we are doing it. And I tell you, Director, if you remember what I always say, I say I don't like recommendation. I prefer commendation. What you do for yourself is more excellent than what somebody else did for you. We are doing it for ourselves, and that's why we do it effectively, efficiently, and beautifully, because we are doing it ourselves. If somebody wants your car, director, you'll not be sure. When you wash it yourself, you know that this car is brand new, clean. Let me rest my case for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister himself. We have people on the line. We have one now on the coordinator's line, and they've been waiting. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Ono Wobbles. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain. I want to welcome you back from United States of America.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, Director, thank you so much for the great work you're doing and all the board members, also Dag Barista, Mark Mezo, Uchimo Fo, and the rest, Carol Monde, and all the officers back home. My little contribution is just that I see that in the zoo, the people living there, both the politicians and the citizens, they are all blind. None of them even condemn the killing that is going on everywhere. Evil. Everywhere. Evil. Total evil. Nobody condemns it. So I want to just encourage all our fellow Biafrans and indigenous people of Biafra to keep up the good work, because the evil down there is too much. Everywhere is evil. The ones that have not, that have run out from the zoo and come to other people's country, living, they feel like living comfortable. Even they can't do anything about it. Everybody is just looking. Even the president travel. Why thousands upon thousands of people are being killed? It's so, I can't get it. So this is the only way. We have to keep on. Let's just carry it on. Thank you very much, and God bless all the Biafrans who are listening.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. We have a caller on the line, also on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Abel Achimunko. I'm calling from Qatar.
From Qatar, please go ahead. Is Qatar part of us at all? Are you people part of what we're doing?
Qatar is part of Biafra, because everything he asks us to do, we do it, everything. We
thank you very much. Everything. Thank you very, very much. Please continue.
We deliver. So we are even though people are not coming, I am the one that called last time, maybe last week, with people that spoke to you about Wasilika and others.
Yes, you did.
Our people here, most of them are dying of ignorance, because most of them followed Wasilika to die. And some of them here, that house I went to evangelize, all of them, about six of them, nobody, they're attacking me. Me and them fighting about this Biafra. They believe that Wasilika is all and all. So to understand, I'm talking. I tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. I'm going to house to broadcast. But our people here, man, I can't understand. I can't understand them at all. Most of them say, "Let me go and fight. If I fight, finish." They will now join.
We have lost you. I don't know why we have lost you, but please, I ask you to try and call us back. Try and call back. I loved what you were saying. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting from London. We returned from the USA this morning, and we are here at our headquarters, at our studios, broadcasting to the entirety of humanity. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, London.
Yes, please, my dear brother.
Good morning from Indonesia. Good morning from Indonesia.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Hello. I'm from Jakarta, Indonesia. I'm indigenous of Ije, Isia Langwa, Autonomous Community, Canada State, at Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much from Indonesia. We like what you're doing. We like what all of you are doing, especially our coordinator in Indonesia, who secretly, he knows I don't visit a place twice unless there is something magnificent happening. I don't know how he managed to convince me to accept to come to Indonesia once again to come and preach this very gospel. Yes. So in the not too distant future, I will be in Indonesia. Please go ahead.
I'm very grateful to hear that. And I will be here to meet you this time around, because I couldn't meet you when you came here last September. I was home when my wife gave birth to a very bouncing baby boy, which is my joy of today. I'm so grateful to hear this from you. Then Nande, I want to always leave my words of encouragement to our people. There is nothing good that comes easy. And I always like to tell my people that he who was in the mortuary must carry the body. We must go. Whether they like it or not, we must go. For them who don't want to believe, for them who don't believe, let them stay wherever they are. For me and my family, I belong to Biafra, and I will always belong to Biafra. I want to encourage my brothers in other parts of the world. We shouldn't look at what people are saying or doing, and because of that, turn their back to what they have been doing. Let them go ahead with whatever they can do and do it best for the goodness of our future generation, because what we are doing now will not start immediately. Let them not expect it to be something that will come up to pay them immediately, but we must work for it before it will be actualized. So all what I'm saying is this: work hard. Rome was not built in a day. There is every tendency that every journey of 1 million miles must begin with a footstep. And we've gone more than a footstep. We are progressing. So I don't see any reason why people will be complaining that this person is not coming out, and therefore this is happening and the other thing is happening. Somebody went to church in London to share flyers, and they were pursuing him, and he insisted to share the flyers because he's committed to do what he's doing. and you gave him a firm promise that you will worship with him there on Sunday, which gives him the courage to do more. So let us get ourselves agitated. We should know that what we are doing is for our better tomorrow. Please, my Biafran brothers and sisters, God bless Biafra. And bless you, Nnamdi Kanu.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You are very kind. Thank you very much. I don't know if we have our brother back on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting, our coming meeting on Friday. We usually have our meeting 2 weeks every Friday. So this coming meeting, we are having our meeting in Qatar. So I want to drop this number, Director number. Bele Udensi. Anybody want any new member? You call this number 7077952 3. This is our coordinator number 7077952 3. Please, I want to use this opportunity to urge our new members to come out in group, because as now you got 1 million
people
are not coming. We are begging. People are not coming at all. But the number of people are coming. Coming to our meeting are very, very formidable. We are very, very formidable. Anything we can do and support our Radio Biafra. So I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for your life, Director. I want to thank the people that are supporting Biafra. Director, I want to ask one question. I didn't hear from Bilie people again. Those people say that they want to lock, they will lock you. I didn't hear from them.
You mean in America?
America, yeah.
They said they were in Texas. I went to Texas and I called for him to come out. He didn't come out. He was running. That's what they do when they see me. They hide. They can come on Facebook and talk rubbish or write on emails. I was there and I asked them to come out. They could not face me. We are live on air. If you say you're intelligent enough, you're brainy, you're educated, you're this, you're that, you're a lawyer, you lift up the phone and phone Radio Biafra. At the end of the conversation, we know who the lawyer is. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. We are going to surprise a lot of people. I told you my promise is that the zoo will fall. Nigeria will collapse completely. The name Nigeria will no longer exist. The name Nigeria is a concoction. It won't exist. We are looking beyond them. They are a side note. They are inconsequential. The people that matter to me are the likes of Akpabio. Men that want to discuss Biafra, they are the ones that matter to me. Sideshow, people groomed by APC. APC can do anything. How's that, people? You know, people, they love money. If you can give somebody money and say, oh, can you start answering Biafra Restoration Movement? They'll answer for you. Anything you like, they give you. But we are Radio Biafra. Very, very important. And the citizens of Biafra.
Thank you very much. But Director, he didn't tell Biafra that he get master degree in bus driver. As I say so.
Even bus driver is a very good job. He should have said I have masters in cleaning. That would be better for me. Because as Martin Luther King said, that he will prefer a man to be judged not by the color of his skin or his eyes, but by the content of his character. You can be an engineer. You cannot engineer anything. You can be a president like Goodluck Jonathan. You don't know how to preside. You can be somebody who goes all over the place, blowing all the amount of grammar you cram there on this earth. But inside you are vacuous. You are empty. You cannot do anything. Before we came, the land was desolate. Now that Chukwu Abiyama has determined that we should come, everywhere is springing with life. If anybody has done what we have done for the Biafra movement, let them pick up the phone and call. Because we are Radio Biafra. What we have done, nobody has accomplished before us. In only a matter of 2 years, we have done something that a combined mind of a nation could not do in nearly 46 years. If that is not formidable in your books, it is in mine. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you very much. I want to use the opportunity to thank all the Biafrans, in worldwide. I want to thank Imam Mezu, Talomonde, Lolo, our Lolo. Our Lolo will surely follow us to Biafra land. That one is sure. He should follow us because what he's doing, nobody can do it for us. So I thank you. I thank Imam Mezu. I thank Ike Chukwuenyagu. Everybody that supported this radio Biafra, Ukwabiama will bless us in Jesus' name.
He say, this is Radio Biafra. We must continue. The gospel must be preached. The truth must be disseminated. Men shall be freed from their shackles of both mental and physical slavery. We are here to educate, to enlighten, to inform. We are here to impart knowledge. We are here to ensure that the move to restore Biafra is relentless, non-stop, until we get there. Wherever you are on this planet, once again, we welcome you with the time now standing at approximately 8:30 p.m. here in London, 9:30 p.m. in my beloved Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra on this day, the 25th day of March in the year of our Lord 2014. You must continue to call, and it's our duty to take your calls because your voice must be heard, simply because you own Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are at the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? I can hear you. Can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't know. We've picked the call, but for some reason, we can't hear them. We cannot hear them. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Hello?
Yes, please. Why did you keep us waiting?
Yeah.
Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director. My name is Agunta Chukwebuka. I'm calling from North Cyprus.
From North Cyprus, my dear brother. You called the other day from North Cyprus. Have you found any other Biafran around you in North Cyprus?
Yes. Actually, we are many here, but if the thing is
wow.
that they are not coming out. That's the only thing I can say.
They are lost. It's understandable. They will come.
They are not coming out.
Come.
Yeah, I have a brother, a well organized human being, which brought us to do some things in North Cyprus. Actually, we now have a Biafran group, Biafrans in North Cyprus.
Wonderful.
We have a group on Facebook, and I just want if you can, so that people can join us.
Okay.
And then in a couple of some days now, we'll be meeting. And but first of all, we want to know how many people that will also join us in the group for us before we can now talk about how.
Yes, hello. Hello, our dear brother. Can you hear me? My goodness. I wish you to please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. We have people in North Cyprus. We are making it very clear. And they are also on Facebook. So it's a question of joining Biafrans in North Cyprus. Go and look for it. And moreover, this is how we are going to make this movement a truly global phenomenon. Everybody has a role to play. Everybody has a role to play. We are going to use what we have to get what we want. We are not rich. We accept that. They've taken our resources, yes. But we have the means to be able to get onto social, what is called new media, by which we mean Twitter, Facebook, Skype, even WhatsApp or BlackBerry. That's what we're going to use. The same people, in fact, more people are on all these platforms than listening to CNN, Al Jazeera, BBC combined. So we use it. Very simple. Anytime we ask you to invite people to join us on Radio Biafra London, we know what we are talking about. You simply go and do it. Don't be shy. Of course, it's tedious work, but it's something you must do. If you don't know how to do it, give your details to somebody you trust to be able to add all the people for you. Once that is done, you can change your password. As simple as that, we need people to please phone their relatives in Northern Cyprus. Ask them to join Biafrans in Northern Cyprus. If you're in North Cyprus, you have relatives in Lesotho, go and tell them to join Biafrans in Lesotho. Those of you in Lesotho can tell those of them in Angola to do the same. We use the system of propagation. We are Biafran people after all, until we attain that very thing called Igwebike. Once we are on that threshold, then Biafra will come. So it is your choice. If you want us to get Biafra by not going to war, we can get it. But if people are finding it difficult to come out, then the few people that agree on this very movement will go ahead and forge, of course, what is called an intervention force to stop Boko Haram from killing us. We have to defend ourselves now. We can't be here and we'll be dying every day. It's not possible. So these are the things you need to learn. If you have a brother in Canada, a sister in Canada, a cousin, a nephew, a friend, say to that friend in Canada, have you joined Biafrans in Canada? And you are one of us already in Canada. You can phone up and ask your relatives in Sweden and say, have you joined Biafrans in Sweden? Very simple. Before you know it, the numbers will be overwhelming. So that come 30th of May, we don't need to say too much. We just come out and say we are Biafrans. And the whole world will start panicking. It's a very simple way to get Biafra. Very, very simple. It's not that difficult. If you don't do it this way, you then make our work. Of course, we are those of us who believe in what we are doing. We then go into the battle and have to fight it out. Then don't blame us. Don't say, oh, you're not supposed to do this. There is a way. The only way to do it is to come out en masse. Go and join your fellow citizens wherever they are. We are not a movement. What we have started is a movement per se, but as a body, as a people, we are a country. We are the citizens of Biafra all over the world, exercising our right as granted by the United Nations Charter on the Rights of the Indigenous People, assented to in 2007. So we know what we are doing. We are very, very educated, you know. We know that. We have a caller on the phone. You give us a name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm calling from London, United Kingdom. Start your show. My name is Ihanajo Ebuka.
Yes, Ihanajo.
I'm from the PRO. The people of Biafra in South Yorkshire.
In South Yorkshire. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the good work you're doing for the people of Biafra. And also to thank Barisema Mezu, our agile woman, Ada Zion, Peter Nuburg, and Mr. Carol Monday. I want to use this opportunity to announce our coming meeting this Friday in my house, 261 Scott Road, Esme Road North. I want you to know that many people of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, are listening to this radio now. Our meeting is on Friday, 1 o'clock, in my house, the place we have it last week. And also, I want to remember that when they are coming, to come with their uniform, Biafra uniform, because after the meeting, we are going to evangelize on that the same day. So this is my announcement to make that to all of them, to remember to them, all the people are living in South Yorkshire, that we are having our meeting. After meeting, we go to evangelize on the same day. Thank you for your good work, Director.
Thank you very much. And we want to do for South Yorkshire what we have been doing for everybody, including North Cyprus. Which towns make up South Yorkshire? So we can tell people listening to call their relatives there to come to this very meeting. Which towns are... Yeah, go ahead.
It's Doncaster, Barnsley, Rotherham, and Sheffield.
Doncaster, Rotherham.
Yeah.
Did you say... Sheffield and which other one?
Barnsley.
And Barnsbury. So if you are listening, you don't have to call these people. You can send them messages either on WhatsApp, BlackBerry, text messages. You can inbox them as well. If you have anybody living in Barnsbury, living in Sheffield, living in, where else is that?
Rotherham.
Rotherham. Or?
Yeah, and Doncaster.
These cities are in the northern part of England.
please, it's called Yorkshire, South Yorkshire. Ask them to please make contact. Give us your number again, please, if you may. Your number on the air, so they can call you.
Our number is 07-90-24-52-601.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. The number to call if you have your relatives, if you have people living in South Yorkshire, if you have them, please give them this number. Ask them to call this very number if they want to know and participate where Biafrans are congregating. Please, it's very, very important. We use what we have to get what we want. Very, very important. We do that. This is Radio Biafra. We are also here to unite. We are here to inform, to educate, to make sure that this very struggle goes forward without delay. We are welcoming all of you. Those joining us now, you are not mistaken. You are listening to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from London, here in England, United Kingdom. The barrister was with me before. The barrister has remained ever with me. Very, very loyal. On a day we are reporting that what we are doing has the endorsement, I must say, it has the endorsement of even Governor Godswill Akpabio. Very, very important that somebody, despite being in the zoo, is part of what we are doing and wants to participate in and will participate in it. We commend him. We commend the people of Akwa Ibom. We like what they are doing in the spirit of this united Biafra. We must give you a recap of our headlines before we bring these very proceedings of ours today to a close. We are reporting that Akwa Ibom State will honor those that fell in battle between Biafra and Nigeria. Akwa Ibom State is going to honor our heroes. Akwa Ibom State is going to honor our dead, our mothers, our fathers, our children, our uncles, our nephews, our nieces, our brothers, our sisters, those that were killed by Hausa Fulani people, supported by Yoruba people, with the knowledge and the full acquiescence of the British government, the British Labour government of Harold Wilson. They killed our people. They starved us to death. Obafemi Awolowo killed over 1 million children alone on his own. We cannot forgive them. We must avenge their death. And Akwa Ibom State will kick it off for us. They will remember the dead. And all over the world, we shall remember them on the 30th of May of this year. Everybody, man, woman, and child, you must come out to honor those that died that you may live, so that their spirit may forever abide with us as we pursue that thing for which they died for. Mandela did not give up when Steve Biko was killed. Never. Steve Biko died that Mandela may live to liberate the people. The 3.5 million people that died, their death is there that we, the living, may go and finish the business they started. And the reason why they died is so that when you get Biafra, you will remember their sacrifice and not mess about with it. Nigeria has no such history. That is why it is a zoo. We are also reporting, and we are not saying you shouldn't. Of course, people are calling, please. If we don't take your call, do not despair. Let me finish reading the headlines, and we shall take your calls. Inspector General of Police is Abubakar. He has explained why the police cannot stop herdsmen and farmers clashing. They cannot stop the killing of people in the zoo. President Goodluck Jonathan said he's going to pursue nuclear energy when he was unable to pursue oil to generate electricity. He was unable to pursue coal. Jonathan could not pursue solar energy. He could not pursue hydro energy. Now he wants to go and pursue nuclear energy. It is the same thing as awarding a PhD to a black man in any university in black Africa. It doesn't make any sense because the toilets, you can't even flush them. What is the essence of having PhD? When the toilet you go to, you can't flush it properly because there is no running water, only in Africa. Police declare leader of Biafra Zionist movement wanted inside Boko Haram's enclave by a former female Boko Haram captive. They captured her as a slave for them. They abused, they raped,
Everything they did to her, she even cooked for them. They took her to battle and asked her to cut off the heads of people. This is the gift of the British to people inhabiting that very area. This is what Buhari did with the money that he got from you as a head of state. After governing the zoo, after ruling the zoo, the only thing he could do with the money he got was to go and buy weapons and give to some illiterate idiots to be killing people. How amazing is that? Very, very sad. Buhari, very, very sad. The Inspector General of Police, Muhammad Abubakar, yesterday said 4 units of mobile police, around 600 men, have been deployed in Benue State. For those who do not know, Benue State was the area where we were killed when we were coming back. They got the Idoma people to kill their own cousins, the Igbo people. Today, Hausa, Fulani people are killing Idoma people. And people ask me, do you feel sorry for them? I say, to hell with you. I do not feel sorry for them. Because they were stupid and ignorant. I told them that everybody that rose up against Biafran people will suffer. A British soldier was beheaded in London. Not by an Igbo man, not by an Efiko Ibibio man, not by somebody from Ijo, not by Ishekiri, not by Yoruba man. Was beheaded by Yoruba man. Claiming he is a Muslim. The same religion that Britain supported to kill Christians that they gave Bible to. Yorubas are going to suffer last. And Yorubas will suffer forever. It's my curse upon them. Yorubas, for their very treacherous, duplicitous, evil ways, for their chameleon-like attitude, never being straight on anything, always weaving and ducking, conniving and conspiring all the time, their punishment will come last and it will endure forever. The Yoruba race, an example will be made of them, that in their next life, their treacherous, evil, wicked ways will no longer prevail. Obasanjo's candidacy in 1998, the Yoruba people were given the presidency through Obasanjo to compensate them. They are not found worthy, just mere compensation. That's all. After that, Onyemuhia will open here one day. Awosa will take over the presidency. They take it from Goodluck Jonathan and his goodbye, stupid Igbo people in the north. The caller on the phone, that is our headline. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director. Are you speaking
with me? I'm speaking to you. Your line is cutting out, but I'm speaking to you.
Yeah, hello, this is Obio Mebere calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I just want to make a suggestion. Please, is it possible, as all of us are preparing towards the May 30 protest, if we can dedicate like a day during the broadcast for some questions and answer series so that a lot of us and many people as well that don't really know much about who we are and other questions that may probably be asked during the day of the protest, so that we equip ourselves with more information, so at least we can't just be out there and when questions are being asked, we'll just be looking dumber and don't really know what to answer. So it's just a suggestion. I don't know how you feel about it. That's just the reason why I called.
Yes, we will broadcast that day for 24 hours. We will be broadcasting from London and also from Biafra land. So people will have opportunities to, everybody, every country will have their own time to phone in and to tell us whatever they have in mind. They want to tell us questions, will be entertained.
No, Director, what I meant is prior to May 30th, like between now, so that we start asking a lot of questions.
But nothing questions. Stops you. Nothing stops people from asking questions. Even now, we've picked your call. People can ask questions. For us to dedicate a particular time to questions, I don't think will be ideal for us. But it's something we can look into and consider. If you phone Radio Biafra, you have a question, we encourage you to ask that question. If you are on Radio Biafra,
London on Facebook. You can go there and type the question, and it will be answered immediately. I will see it, and we'll answer it on air. We'll read out your name, and we'll answer your question. If you want, you can send us WhatsApp message. The same number people are calling us on, Radio Biafra Studio Line of +44 783 130 8376 is also on WhatsApp. You can send us a message on it. We will read it out. Or you can send us a text message. Any questions, we will be able to answer it. We read out your name and we answer it.
Okay, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We must thank everybody. I get flooded with a lot of messages, but I welcome them. I welcome them. When I can, I respond to them. If I have not responded to your message, be it on Twitter or on Facebook, please do bear with me. I just came back. I must respond to all of them. I must respond to all of them. Thank you very much, and keep writing. It's important you keep writing, and we keep bouncing ideas off each other. I learn from you, and hopefully, I think, you can also learn from what we are presenting. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Director, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm walking to you, coming from Belgium.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
The National Coordinator of Belgium.
Thank you very much.
Director, please, I want to tell you what is going on Belgium. The Igbo Union in Belgium, they are frustrating Biafrans in Belgium. The Igbo Unions, mostly the Brussels and the Ghent.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Kingsley, we are listening. Go ahead.
My brother. And he don't want to show up about anything pertaining Biafrans.
Are you sure it's your brother?
Yes, it's from Ndizok. It's from Ndizok.
Do you know who the father is?
No.
So how can you tell if it's not housing?
We are more than 2,000 Biafrans in Belgium. They don't show up.
Yes.
That time, we went to Igbo Union, we discussed with them, they told us to go, they don't have nothing to do with Biafrans. They don't have anything to do with Biafrans.
And they are in Belgium.
Yes, they are in Belgium. There are more than 2,000 Biafrans in Belgium. They're making mockery of Biafrans.
If they are making mockery of Biafrans, it means that they do not understand. If they are making mockery of Biafrans, it means they are not listening to Radio Biafra. If they are making mockery of Biafrans, it means they have not been told to listen to Radio Biafra. That is what you need to do.
I told you, I printed 500 flyers and I share it to every Biafran in Belgium. They know me as a Biafran in Belgium. But I would like if you can use your voter power and write warning letter to all the Biafran in Belgium, mostly the Igbo unions. Serious warning letter that if they don't want to comply with the Biafran in Belgium, they will get it when Biafran comes. Mostly the Igbo unions.
But everybody will. We have made it very clear. What the clearest thing you can do is to take the publication which I have circulated on my Facebook page about what Godswill Akpabio said, which is what we are doing ourselves. Take it to them and say to them, if Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State can be saying this, how about you people? What is wrong with you? I know that somebody a while ago did make some suggestions. I think if I don't really... Igbo people in Belgium, what have they done before? Anywhere, to start
nothing,
with?
Nothing.
So then they're irrelevant. I knew about Igbo Contact Forum.
They will just come out with their nonsense chief and title nonsense. They are talking about chief. Short, I'm tired of Biafrans in Belgium. Short, I'm tired.
If you're tired, it means you have not even begun.
We have to just tell people that you do something. You have the others don't want to show up.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Just keep trying, and very soon we shall overcome even Belgium.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We must continue. You don't blame them. Belgium is the country of King Leopold. People don't know this.
King Leopold was the man that converted the whole of Congo to his back garden. And mind you, in terms of landmass, Congo is bigger than Western Europe. But the man converted it to his back garden. So, you know, sometimes when you're serving your master too much and you're a slave, you begin to copy the habits of your master. So if our people in Belgium are not responding as they should, people shouldn't despair. They are slaves. Give us a name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? They called us, but they are not saying anything at all. They are not saying anything, which is very sad. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? I don't know if the barrister is in a position to hear me. When the barrister does return to me, we shall, of course, begin our process of winding down and bringing this program to an end.
Director, I'm always with you all the time and any time.
Please go ahead. Bring this program to a close.
Right, Director. Since we have decided that we should end it up and have to try, coming up from the United States this morning and now doing a program, it's not only you, only Director, could do that. I can't do it because I love my slave, Director. And if I came all the way from the United States, I'll be jet-lagged. Therefore, I won't be able. But you have done it, as usual. We thank you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. All of you that made your contributions today and those who could not come through. Tomorrow is another day. We will reconvene. Director himself, we need some rest. He's a man that is spearheading everything we do here at Radio Biafra. And he's somebody who is recognized worldwide. Director, by the way, your interview with the Sahara was excellent. I was listening to it this afternoon.
Thank you.
You do your best for your people, Director. That is why when you make some kind of comments with those who do not know what we do here and those who do not know about our struggle, when you talk with them, it pains me. That you're supposed to be paid for a minute each time you said something. If you are a white man, they'll be hiring you to come and talk and deliver lectures. Therefore, you do not waste your time and energy talking to people who are not making any contribution here on Radio Biafra, talk less of wasting your breath speaking to them on our radio station that is funded by our people. Because you're a great man, Director. Unfortunately, you don't know that. Even Jesus himself said it, that great men are not well recognized in their homeland. Here on Radio Biafra, we do recognize you, except those who have nothing to say rather than gossip. And I'm glad you are no longer towing their ways. I thank you, fellow Biafrans, for all the support you give us, for your encouragement. Those who put things in my inbox, I read all of them. And I do my best to reply you. Thanks to all of you in your encouragement. To everybody here on Radio Biafra, fellow Biafras, wherever you are, we appreciate you, we recognize you, and we respect all of you individually. Because we cannot do this alone. Your man is great. He's unto those who are making him great. A man cannot make his greatness by himself. No. Our people usually say that a chicken is only big because of her feathers. If I'm great, it's because of the way you put me there. Director is great on Radio Biafra because of the support we give him and all the support from all of you. He requested for transmitter. All of you made a contribution. For shipment, all of you are still making it up to today. But we will not rest until our transmitter is rested in Biafra land. So your contributions are still welcomed. Do your best as you are doing your best. We love you. Tomorrow is another day. Director, I'll be with you anytime, any day. God bless all of you and Chukwu Abiyama. Guide all of you and great of all
God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister himself. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Tomorrow is another day for us. We must ask you to continue to remain with us, remain very faithful, remain diligent, remain very, very observant, and you must remain loyal. You must understand that Biafra is for everybody to get, not one person, not a group of people. It is incumbent upon each and every one of us to understand our duty, and that duty is to seek the restoration of our own country, that we may go and worship Chukwu Abiama. You must always remember that you've done nothing wrong. You must remember that Biafra is legal. You must remember that Nigeria is illegal. You must remember that Biafra refers to a piece of land and her people. You must know that Nigeria refers to a river and the animals that inhabit it. Very, very critical that you understand these things. In other words, if you do not anchor your understanding of Biafra, if it is not deep enough, you will be blown away when the wind of cynicism comes, when those that answer Igbo names will come to you and say, what are you doing with Biafra? That is why your knowledge of what we are doing, your knowledge of your country, must be deep-rooted. And anchoring that deep truth is truthfulness and honesty. Because in our land, it was set up as Eziokubundu, which means that truth is life. And when I went to Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta, in Georgia, USA, I went to Martin Luther King Memorial to listen to some of his speeches. I went to a place they call the Gandhi Room. That's where I'm going to leave you with this night. At that Gandhi Room, there was something that Gandhi said. Gandhi said that as long as you speak the truth, everything else is irrelevant, because God himself is truth. Then I began to do the equation. I don't like maths very much, my father will tell you. I started to do the equation. If truth is God, and Biafra is the land of very truthful people, where they say Eziokubundu, then it equals naturally that Biafra is godliness. Very simple. The equation starts by understanding that Gandhi said that truth is life. It's there. I'll post the video very shortly after this program. I did a small video, not me, Uchen Naji did. Truth is God. Biafra is truth. Therefore, it means that Biafra is, in essence, godliness. Very, very simple, isn't it? That is why we said that Biafra is the restoration of the kingdom of God on this very planet. We are seeking to build the most advanced civilization that mankind will ever know. Because we do not kill people. Because we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Because we believe in the tenets and fundamentals of freedom. Because we are the only people on this planet they call Earth that has autonomous community to their name. Because we want to be free. If you are from an autonomous community, why wouldn't you want Biafra to be autonomous from Nigeria? Does not make any sense. Even more so when the name Nigeria does not refer to a land or human beings. It refers to a river and the animals in it. We are Biafrans. We are legal. Anybody who is a Nigerian, you are illegal. And to compound it all, you have also expired. We thank you once again for having listened to us today. Please, tomorrow is another day. You must continue to add your friends. They have added their friends to Radio Biafra London. For only 30 minutes, they have stopped. If you have not added your friend, I will be asking your coordinator to ask you why you have not done so. You must do so and get your friends to do the same. If you have finished adding yourself, please get your friends to do the same with their friends as well. We have to try and make 1 million. We must be 1 million. So that we know we set a record that can never be surpassed again in the history of humanity. I want things to be done in a very special way. This is Radio Biafra. And we close by proclaiming, as we do always, because we have to give glory to Chukwu Abiama and nothing else. Nobody. The Greek people concocted and came up with nonsense.
telling us somebody is the Son of God. Do you people know that we Igbo people believed in the Messiah? People don't know that, do you? The Ebonites believed in the Messiah. We believed in his message. But we told him, you cannot be God. And Yeshua never said he was God. It was the Greeks that made it so. It was the Europeans that made it so. He never said so. Because they are idol and satanic worshippers. They worship human beings. We do not. We worship Chukwu Abiyama. That is why on this radio station we proclaim it. That we have seen the light. And because we have seen the light, Biafra is our religion. And on this very platform called Radio Biafra is where we worship. And very, very importantly, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you and your family. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you and good night from London.